This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESV Sports. Here wrapping up the Owls 2022 season on the road for Week 10, where the Owls will be in Kane to take on the Wolves. Jimmy Kelts here broadcasting live, your voice of the Owls, alongside my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass. Our statistician, Mark Irvin, is also along with us. And Andy Paulson will be our sound engineer tonight. Cam, so the Owls obviously trying to avoid the winless season. They are 0-9 coming into Week 10. The Wolves are 2-7. They had a pretty long losing streak going that they just snapped last week against Smithport. So it's going to be a tough, grinded-out game, but it's not one that the Owls are out of.
Yeah, I mean, the work's cut out for them tonight, Jimmy. I mean, you have, I would say, probably equally matched. You have the numbers advantage. They're doing a good job tonight rotating in. They can keep their players more fresh than what Kane's able to do tonight. It's just a matter of can they stop the run tonight, because with that horse, Ricky Zampona,
yep,
on the other side of the field, they got to be able to stop that. So ultimately, Jimmy, it comes down to the battle, the trenches, and who's going to block better.
That was the big question coming into tonight, was whether or not number 12 would be suited up. Ricky Zampona has been having some injury troubles here recently, but he is not in street clothes. He is on the field warming up, so we assume that means he'll be seen in the game tonight in action. And yeah, as you mentioned, he's been on an absolute tear. Now, he's kind of terrorized the Owls for the last couple of years, but this year he's had another remarkable season as a senior. He's got 115 carries on the season, 647 yards. He's had 10 touchdowns scored in his 7 games this year. So missed the last 2 and looks to get back onto the field tonight. And if that is the case, the Owls, like you said, will have their work cut out for them to try to stop the run. Either way, Kane's numbers are down a little bit. The Owls have a few more players. Like you said, maybe they can rotate some guys in and out, keep fresh legs and fresh bodies in the trenches there on the lines. Maybe some fresh wide receivers that, you know, late in the game might have a little bit more in the gas tank than some of the defenders. So we'll see exactly how that goes, whether or not that's in the Owls' game plan. Obviously, the seniors here tonight for the Owls will be playing their last game of the year. They, more than anybody, want to close out with a win. They, the Owls' seniors here tonight have gone through a very weird 4 years of football. And if any of them have been, you know, on the varsity squad for 4 years, 3 or 4 years of football, that includes 0-9 so far this year. They had the weird COVID year where they were, playing different schools and under all sorts of weird restrictions. They had a year where injuries had knocked out swaths of the team and illness and sickness. So the Owls trying to get their first win since Punxsutawney, these seniors, since Punxsutawney, their sophomore year, this will be their last chance to do so.
Yeah, I mean, and what a way to do it. I mean, coming down to the final game of the 2022 season, you just kind of, you hope that everything that's happened the past few years, that they're able to put it all away tonight and could finally get that elusive victory.
Yeah, take it.
That's been avoiding them. So, I mean, and they've been, Jimmy, in games. It's not like they've been blown out
right. Every
single game that they played. Like, they have been in several games last year, going back to that St. Mary's game. I don't know if it was homecoming or senior night. They had a chance to knock off powerhouse St. Mary's. So they play well when everything's going right. It's just hopefully they can put everything together tonight and get some good blocking from the offensive line.
Regardless, I mean, there are so many things to look forward to in the coming years. We had the seventh and eighth grade team finish their season this week. They went 4-4 on the year. We have guys coming up. The reinforcements, as it were, are on their way, but those seniors don't want to hear that. They want to win now. They want to win tonight. This is going to be the last game on grass here in Kane before they rip up the field and replace it with turf, and they want to leave Kane with a bad taste in their mouth, as this is a bit of a rivalry for the Owls. So one of the things that we were able to do earlier was sit down with Coach Jeff Puglio ahead of the regular season finale for the Coaches Show. Was able to talk to him about a few things over the course of the season and specifically about tonight here in Kane. So here is the Coaches Show with Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Puglio here in the Owls Week 10, their regular season finale away game against the Kane Wolves. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach.
Yep, happy to be here.
All right, last game of the season. Owls come in trying to avoid the winless season, trying to end it on a high note. Kane's had a few struggles this year. We'll get to that in a moment. Last week was senior night against Carn City. And let's be honest, Carn City is a tough draw on senior night for just about anybody. They end up with a 42-14 win. That defense had some trouble with the run game against Carn City. So what are you taking into practice this week?
You know, in practice, we look really good defending the run. We get through, and then we get in the games, and it just kind of frees up. Not really sure why that's happening. I think it's a confidence thing. I think we lose some confidence when we come out in the field. Hard to address now. So we're trying to get the right combination of guys and guys that want to get after it. And we're kind of looking to see what that looks like tonight.
We did get to see some of the younger guys, or not all of them younger. Some guys we just haven't seen a whole lot of this season that got some shine. Adam Ward got his first touchdown pass in the fourth quarter there. And is that still just kind of the next man up mentality, or are you just trying to get new guys more looks?
I mean, we do rotate a lot of guys throughout the course of the game, offensively and defensively. You know, Adam's a junior, but this is his first year of football, so I think he's come a long way since just, you know, starting over in the spring. So, you know, I'm really happy for him to get in the end zone, but he's just one of a few guys that, you know, we've seen come along this year. You know, on the depth chart, you know, from what it looks like, we got some seniors, we got some juniors, but experience-wise, you know, we're playing a lot of first-year guys, a lot of younger guys. So the growing pains you see week to week, it happens, and it's part of the game. And I like the way we've progressed and how we're playing going into this game tonight.
And again, it hasn't shown as much. This is something we've talked about before, and it hasn't shown as much in the record, you know, and when you look at it in the wins and loss columns. But there's been so much growth throughout this entire team, really, and on both sides of the ball, and you can point to specific players all day. But what were some of the bigger changes that you saw from week one to week nine?
One thing that we saw is some younger guys really step up and take on some leadership roles. Evan Whitmore is one player from the start of the season to where we are right now, has grown leaps and bounds. Somebody that we know we can lean on in the future for and ask him to do some different things for us. I think he's completely committed to the program, and I think he is going to be one of the key factors in the success that's to come. And like you said, I mean, it might not show up in the wins-loss record right now. Our middle school team is doing very well. Our JV team is doing very well. I mean, those wins are coming. It just takes time, a little bit more time than we anticipated, but I'm really happy with the way the program looks right now, and I think the future's bright, and I think next season is going to be a big year.
Yeah, I agree with you. Looking at some of the games that those younger kids have played, and they're on their way up. It's an encouraging sign. Week 10 here, we'll focus on that real quick. Going to take on the Kane Wolves. Now, they've had a few struggles this season. Their numbers, I think, are down a little bit from what I know. But they have been able to pull out some wins. So what are we going to see in Kane Week 10?
Kane's a power team. They're going to run right at you. They've had some injuries. We're not quite sure. Wait till we get out there for warm-ups. Who's in uniform tonight and who isn't. It doesn't really change much for us. It's just kind of a thing the kids are looking at. But they're gonna run the ball. They're gonna try to set the run, establish the line of scrimmage. And they run a lot of ISO. They're gonna come right at us. So, you know, that's kind of the thing we've been working on this week, is filling our gaps, you know, run fits, being where we're supposed to be. But tackling at the line of scrimmage. We're giving up a lot of yards after contact, and that's something we really stressed this week. I mean, practice is, you know, first guy gets there, secures the tackle, and then we need, you know, five, six other guys creating a pile and then pushing it backwards.
And what's your plan to come out hot on offense?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, the complete development of Talon Reese. I think, you know, he's still coming along. I really love that he was able to take the ball and run last week.
Yeah.
I think he's getting some confidence in that ability part of his game, too. And if he can tap into that, it's going to really put some stress on defenses where, you know, they can stack boxes if we're in rundowns, or they can completely empty the box out when they feel like we're going to throw and drop eight. You know, when we see those drop eight looks, Talon can take the ball and go. You know, we see a lot of different coverages from week to week. It's different things that Talon's got to diagnose. And, you know, I think if he can get that next element of his game and be able to take the ball and run, it's going to really put some stress on defenses.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch here over the next couple seasons as well. But here in Week 10, last game of the season, I just wanted to thank you for joining me again tonight. Thank you for joining me this season. I hope you enjoy the offseason. We'll talk to you again next year.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me every week, and let's go Owls.
Coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio, and we are back here in Kane getting ready for the Owls week 10 against the Wolves. I do want to give a quick shout out though, Can. Some family members and stuff like that, they travel very well to try to support this Owls team on the road, long road trips. But you know, somebody else that we haven't been able to mention much this season, but has been there week in and week out, is the Owls football cheerleaders. So if you want to go ahead and give them some shine.
Yeah, just unsung heroes constantly. They're there every single game. They make yep. long trips just like the boys do. And I think they're coached by Danielle O'Neill and Katie Alexander. So I want to give a shout-out to all the girls down there. Adriana Dennison, Kylie Ekstrom, Austin Sherwood, April Lanfear, Kayla Keck, Olivia Odell, Skylyn Thompson, Agnes Collins, Leah Lamberson, Emma Bisker, Maddie Spake, Chloe Button, Araya Hawley, Michelle Norton, and Gage Bulmuth as our mascot. So thank you for what you girls do.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Appreciate all the time, all the long road trips, and all the nights here under the Friday night lights with the Lady Owls cheerleaders. We are breaking now for the national anthem. We'll be back with the starting lineups and kickoff for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
ACM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Kane for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The teams are both lined up on the sidelines here as we get through the Kane alma mater. The Kane Wolves in their all blues, customary for their home games, and the Owls in their away uniforms, white tops, black pants, and ready for their week 10 of the season. Last game for 2022, they close it out on the road after a pair back-to-back home games for the Owls. We'll see if the Owls will be set to kick off or return to open up the game. In the meantime, we'll do our best we can at a starting lineup, which obviously week 10 of the year, the starting lineup has changed quite a bit, but the starting lineups, regardless, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. We know quarterback, of course, will be Talon Reese, sophomore, his first year as a full-time starter, and has really shown some growth essential to a young quarterback with, you know, two more years to play at the varsity level. Talon Reese starting again here tonight. At running back, we will see Troy Atkins. Jordy Thompson, the freshman, has also been used quite a bit, especially in the split back situation. And we've also seen Nate Girdlestone come back here in the second half of the season. And even Lucas Laktash, who is starting at wide receiver, he's come out of the backfield a little bit as well. Speaking of wide receivers, A.J. Gleason will be on the field tonight starting at wide receiver. We'll see Isaiah Fitton at wide receiver. Matt Perry is at wide receiver. But we've also seen some other guys come in, especially here in the last few weeks. We've seen the Logan Kohlers. We've seen the, help me out, Cam, a couple of the wide receivers. Adam Ward, who I mentioned, got his first touchdown reception of the season last week. Carter Cawley has come out as well on offense a few times. So we'll see. The offensive line, I have as the center, of course, senior Alex Gangloff. We also have Luke Kerr, Landon McGarry, Joe Carey, and Ian DeGoyler. And we'll see. Looks like the coin has been tossed, but I missed the signal as to who will be receiving first.
Yeah, I didn't see who is going to get the ball first. I mean, if you're the Elves and you're coming out getting the ball first, you got to come out firing on all cylinders, and you got to take really what the defense gives you. I think they're kicking off, though. They're lining up for kickoff.
Yeah, it does look like they'll be kicking.
So Zamponia will get the ball first
to start the game, which means the Owls defense will first take to the field. Now for your defensive starters, take a lot of those same names and throw in a couple more guys like Jacob Abers and specifically one that we've talked about and one that Coach Jeff Bulio himself mentioned to give some extra love is Evan Whitmore, who has been a monster on defense and has really come into a really nice, strong, dependable linebacker role from Evan Whitmore. So we'll look for more big things from him tonight. And indeed, it does look like number 12, Ricky Zamponia, is dressed and ready to go here. Here's the kick. It's a bit of a squib. Goes to about the 25, 26-yard line. And on the return, we're going to get to about the 30.
Yeah, Kane tried to – the receiver there slipped a little bit on the return and – slow things down, and the Owls got the momentum to get up there and to limit it. What could have been a big return, because they're at that moment, if he doesn't slip, he's probably getting an extra 10 or 15 yards. So now you gotta say thank you to Mother Nature.
Yes, a little bit of the turf monster got him there. Zamponia, I mean, he missed two games this season. He's played in seven games. He has almost half of their entire offensive yards. I mean, he's had an incredible season, or half of their rushing yards, rather. Here's the handoff to Zamponia to start the game. He's going to go up the left side. Looks like he's going to get about 4 or 5 yards, and he gets absolutely smacked by the Owls.
Guess who?
Who was it, Whitmore?
No, A.J. Gleason.
Oh, Gleason. Gleason, we actually had this conversation earlier today before we left for Kane, that Gleason, basically, whenever he's on the field, he's missed some games due to injury, and he had a couple of games that he wasn't able to play in after being ejected, a mandatory PIAA mandatory two-game absence. But basically, every game he's on the field, he leads the team in tackles. Here is another handoff, this time up the right side, and they're able to keep him from the first down, but he's only about 2 yards short. So another 4-yard gain will make it third and two.
When we're seeing the Owls right now, they are doing a good job at swarming to the football, and they're closing the gaps, which is a big deal. And if you can do that all game, that's going to do nothing but help you. If you can shut down the run, you're going to force Kane to get uncomfortable with throwing the ball.
Yeah, the reason those are, you know, it brings up a third and two and not a third and four. And boy, there's off and running, first down and more. And it looks like brought down inside the 35-yard line in Bradford territory near the 33. So just exploded downfield on that one.
That was a fake fullback dive, halfback dive there. He brought it up. He gave it, showed the fake, then brought it up over the fullback to Addison Plants, who busted a big run there. And the Owls completely bit on that.
Yeah, and Plants has kind of been a guy here for years as well. Doesn't get quite as much love as Zamponia, but especially on defense, Plants has been a problem all year. Plants has 121 total tackles, half of those solo tackles. Here is, I believe, Plants again on first down, and that's going to be a nice little chunk for the Wolves.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed about what Coach Shelfies does for Kane is he rewards his players, and if someone has a hot hand, he's going to continue giving them the ball until there's an obvious cool down. So right now we're seeing a lot of Addison Plants on this drive.
That was a gain of about six, brings up a second and four. Here's the handoff to Zampogna, and he's going to get the first down. And he's off and running inside the 10-5 touchdown, Ricky Zampogna.
There is a flag in the backfield. It's probably going to be called back for holding. So.
Yeah, and the Wolves, most of them anyways, don't see it yet. A few of them back here, some of the linemen see exactly what's going on.
Yep.
And a quarterback, Kyle Zook, who stopped the celebration.
Yeah, they're going to go ahead and get backed up. Yeah, I think what happened was someone for the – I want to say it was Gleason. They sent Gleason on a blitz, and when he came through on the left side of the line, I think one of the Kane players got a lot of the shoulder pad and kind of turned him around, and they're going to call that 100% of the time.
Yeah, there's no real good way to stop A.J. Gleason.
No, you can't.
So that's going to back him up and make it a second and 12 from the 35-yard line in Bradford territory. Here is Kane, second and long. Now a little pause here after initially getting down under center. Now we have the play. Another handoff to Zampogna, tackled from behind, and he does drag forward a little bit for a few extra yards, but looked like Troy Adkins got him from behind there, Cam.
Yeah, Troy made a great play coming in from, I think he was closer to the outside linebacker spot, cut across, but obviously Kane's in four down territory. Right now, I don't think they're going to try to kick for a field goal. They're playing. They got two more snaps to get a first down.
Third and seven here after Adkins gets the stop. It's another handoff. Zampogna off the right side. Stiff arm, and he's off and running again. Tackled from behind, but not until after he gets inside the 10-yard line to the 8.
Ooh, they hit him with some good old-fashioned off-tackle running there. That was cut and dry. All it is just get behind your tackle and let your tackle make a little lane for you and just run off his butt.
Yeah, he got right near that first down after 7 yards or so, just off the off tackle block, and then a little bit of a stiff arm got him a few more until finally he was dragged down from behind at the 8-yard line. So first and goal from the 8, and Kane knocking at the door. Here's the high snap, handed off to Zampogna. He's fighting inside the 5-yard line, falls forward near the 3.
No, 53. I don't remember who 53. I want to say
for Kane.
No, for I want to say it was Caleb Morey. Had a touchdown saving tackle.
Our 53 is Caleb Morey. Yeah.
Yes, touchdown saving tackle right there. Stopped Zampogna with all of his momentum and stood him up and allowed for it to be a gang tackle. So excellent work by Morey.
So call it second and goal from the 2 now, as Kane goes to the diamond formation. With Zook under center. It's going to be a handoff. And it's signaled as a touchdown.
Yep, and that would be Luke Eli for Kane who scored. And all it was a quick fullback dive.
Yeah, they had Zampogna all the way back in the diamond. Eli was on the right side. And that's a 2-yard touchdown for Eli.
Yeah, what you're going to see is there's obviously Coach Selfies from Kane knows that there's going to be a lot of attention that's put on Zampogna. There's going to be basically spy men who are watching Zampogna, and he's just playing the deception card on this drive. He went to mainly everyone but Zampogna other than a couple plays.
Here's the PAT up and through the uprights, and it's a 7-0 Kane lead here with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESD Sports.
Gives us the score. Kane Wolves 7, Bradford Owls 0.
This football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back here for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Kane came away with the first touchdown of the night. A 2-yard run from Luke Eli. Point after was good, and it's 7-0 currently with 7:59 left in the first quarter. The Owls are set for their first offensive possession here After they return, Lucas Laktash and Troy Atkins are the two deep men lined up at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, the Owls need to respond, and they're going to be prepared for the pass. If they can commit to the run on this drive and make Kane think that the Owls are two-dimensional, then you've achieved a goal. But, hey, A.J. Gleason got
A.J. Gleason got the little squib kick, and he's no easy task to bring down as he fights forward. And 4, 5, 6 Kane Wolves finally get him down near the 42-yard line.
It's like watching someone trying to tackle a Mack truck, right? Like
he's an absolute monster.
He had a guy coming in full steam at him and bounced right off of him.
So the Owls will set up 1st and 10 from the 42. I mean, talk about, you know, a little bit of a backfire there. They went with the squib, and Gleason just happened to be, you know, the lucky Owl to be standing at the 30-yard line, left side of the field. And, couldn't have kicked it to any other one Owls is what Kane was thinking. 1st and 10 from the 42. The Owls take over. Talon Reese will hand it off. It's up to the right side. He's good for a 1st down and more across midfield and inside the 35, inside the 30, a matter of fact. And Girdlestone with an early long run.
That was probably some of the best blocking that I've seen all year on a run play. I think it was Troy came up and set the block for Girdlestone to get outside, and Girdlestone used his speed. And I think that's one of our longest runs of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about whether or not Talon Reese, the quarterback, has the longest run with a 36-yarder last week. This one is pretty close to that as well. They're set up now 1st and 10 from the 30, and some movement on the line there. There's the flag. We'll see if that's going to be we've got, of course, both teams pointing to each other, but see what the official has to say about it.
No, I think Gangloff pulled a old NFL move out where he just tipped over backwards. trying to say that he got touched.
Let's see what the back judge said.
Some conversation about
either not sure. Yeah, they'll call it a false start on the Owls. So that'll move him back 5.
I'll give Gangloff all the credit. He sold that quite well.
Yes. Yeah, he made it a discussion for sure. 1st and 15 now from the 35-yard line. And the Owls, again, with the penalties here early in the game, seems to be what shoots him in the foot. That's been the story of the season. Here's Reese across the Laktash. It's caught midfield. And Laktash somehow breaks the tackle. He's still on his feet inside the 20 and dragged down inside the 15-yard line.
That was one of the most athletic plays I've seen from Lucas Laktash. He was all but stopped right there. Did a spin move, then cut out to the left. Nope, not there. Busted out to the right and got 10 more yards than what he was probably able to get.
Somehow just popped out of that little pile there. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line for the Owls. Thanks to two nice plays, one from Girdlestone and one from Laktash, a couple of Owls seniors.
Oh, and Talon's not in the backfield at quarterback right now. They have Laktash running Wildcat.
And there's going to be a penalty flag. Before the snap.
Could be delay of game.
Oh, another false start. Wow.
Well, certainly got to get that cleaned up. I don't think they're going to check out of this Oh, they are checking out a Wildcat.
I mean, I obviously we're way up here in the press box. I didn't see anything there on that one. But, you know, refs are right there on the line. So they will, as you said, come out of the Wildcat. Reese will come back into the shotgun. And they will pitch it out to Atkins on the right side. He runs through, gets that 5 yards from the penalty, but there's another flag on the field. And I think this one might be coming back as well, Cam.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding on. I couldn't see who the receiver was, but he got outside the shoulder pads and nice little jersey tug.
Yeah, holding on the Owls. We'll bring him back again. And, you know, this has kind of been the story. The Owls in the first half have been able to move the ball, mm-hmm. but end up shooting themselves in the foot with some early penalties. We've seen it happen a few times here, especially in the last few weeks. And then later on, the offense has some struggles. It has less to do with penalties, but they had their opportunities to score earlier in the game.
Yeah, they just got to minimize the mistakes, control the controllables.
We've got a first and very long, looks like first and 25. Here's a handoff up the middle. And, yeah, it doesn't get anywhere on that one. Does Laktash met basically at the line.
Yeah, but you know what? The one thing I'm seeing, Jimmy, is it seems like there's extra effort tonight because these kids aren't getting brought down after the first hit like we've seen. Like, they are fighting for every single yard, whether it's a one-yard carry or a 29, 30-yard run.
Laktash didn't get very far, but he sure did stay up for a while. Second and maybe 24 now. Dropping back is Reese, and it's a beautiful pass, but caught out of bounds by Isaiah Fitton.
I think they're calling them inbounds.
Oh, it was inbounds. Nice catch by Fitton. I mean, to whatever he had to do on the sideline there, I know he was very close. That makes it a third and a little more manageable.
Well, I want to give credit to Talon because he stood in the pocket knowing he's about to get licked, and he still got the pass off and nice accurate pass. So kudos for Talon for taking that on.
Yeah, I was right where it needed to be as Fitton was getting chased down by the defender. Talon put it on the numbers and Fitton somehow able to keep his feet in. So third and maybe 13 now, looking from the 17-yard line. And Reese is going to hand it out to Laktash out of the backfield. Laktash is going to get close to the first down and in for a touchdown. Laktash from 17 yards out. And that makes a winner of a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant of Joe Palisano for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Laktash here scores the Owls' first touchdown of the night, and they're able to answer back relatively quickly. Kane scored with 8 minutes left. Now there is 5:39 left in the first quarter.
Well, I know Coach Silfie's on the sideline. It's heated right now because his cornerback had other objectives other than watching the football because he went right after the receiver and the play went right behind him.
So Isaiah Fitton is going to kick the extra point. It is good. He delivers and knots this one up. It is 7-7. The Owls have tied the game here against Kane with 5:39 left in the first quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Re-kicking the extra point after a penalty here on the Owls. Fitton is lined up from an extra 5 yards out, and that one has the distance. It's still good. Isaiah Fitton
another flag.
Gets pushed back, and there's another flag on the play. A couple of false starts.
Well, the extra point is good. Owls took off the field, and the referees are pointing at the Owls.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my brain jumps to some sort of unsportsmanlike something said after they pushed him back, and he still put it through. Been in that
personal foul. They hit the kicker.
Oh, okay.
Ran into the kicker. So,
well, that's. That's very much not allowed, Cam. You're not allowed to run into a kicker.
No, I guess not.
So the Owls do indeed get their extra point. Took a little while to...
took everything to get that extra point.
To be sure of it, yeah. So the Owls score the 17-yard run by Laktash. Nice job from him. 17-yard run from Laktash. Then Isaiah Fitton with the extra point that he has to kick a second time from an extra 5 yards out after the initial penalty. And now look where the Owls are set up to kick off after the illegal contact with the kicker there. They'll be kicking it away from the Kane 45-yard line.
Hey, nothing to complain about.
No, sir. I mean, that's there's nothing wrong with that. So Laktash will boot it away. And that 15-yard penalty is a little... pooch kick.
Oh, he touched that.
Yeah, he touched it twice. And now he's down inside the five after the muff. And he's going to be down near the 2 yard line, maybe the 3.
Yeah. Anything that could go wrong is going wrong right now for the Cane in the last few minutes.
They've had a bad, bad 5 to 10 minutes or so.
Hey.
I mean, 1 minute on the playtime.
That's good news for us, though.
That's excellent news.
Now we got to stop the run.
I mean, if this, you know, it's easy for things to swirl. And, you know, we talk about momentum in sports and a lot of it's a mental game. But, boy, when things go so wrong in such a short period of time. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from the 3 yard line. And Zamponia will try to get the Wolves.
He lost a yard.
Yeah, he lost.
They're backed up maybe a couple yards. I think he's backed up at the 1.
Let's see exactly where they mark it, but it's certainly a loss. Yeah, a loss of 1 will bring it to 2nd and 11 from the 2. So yeah, I mean, the Owls might be looking at a safety-type situation.
You might be sending an exotic blitz right here or sending the house to try to get the 2 points and get the ball back.
Here early with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Zamponia again. This time he breaks through, and he's across the 15 for the first down. He's wide open at the 40-yard line. It's a foot race at the 50, at the 30, at the 20. Can they catch up? Atkins dives. He can't reach, and it's a touchdown for Zamponia. A 98-yard touchdown for Ricky Zamponia.
Man, how quickly does momentum change? You have Kane backed up at their 1 or 2 yard line, whatever it is, and one missed assignment leads to a massive touchdown run, which might be tops in District 9 history. It's got to be close.
The 98-yarder is absolutely incredible. And Zamponia, again, we talked about it. If he's not on the field, I mean, that first drive, not only is that very different, but that foot race there between him and Atkins, you know, it might go down a little different too. Atkins got down inside the 10 and knew he had to dive to try to save the touchdown. He came up just a little bit short. Here's the point after, and looks good from here. It signaled no good.
No, he missed
so
it.
That might loom large here as we move forward if this continues to be a back-and-forth battle. But currently 4:46 left in the first quarter, and it's 13-7 Kane leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Kane for Bradford Owls football following the 98-yard touchdown run from Ricky Zamponia here to make it 13-7 after the PAT was missed. But Cam, you were just saying that very well may be a District 9 record long touchdown run.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close, and I think it's tied with the game that goes down in ages that happened in Dubois.
Yes.
Journey Brown was
Journey
on
Brown,
that.
Yeah.
Journey Brown was on that.
Was their running back.
And I know one of the Dubois running back broke a 98-yarder, and they were talking about how that's the District 9 record.
So it looks like it's a good possibility. Nobody's gotten the 99, and that might be the record. So Girdlestone picks up the kickoff at about the 20-yard line. He's going to get across to the 33 and brought down there, and that's where the Owls will take over.
Yeah, now if you're the Owls, don't change anything offensively.
Zamponia came into the night with, in 7 games, 647 yards rushing. He just added another 98 in one play.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it was also his 11th touchdown on the year. 4:39 left in the first quarter. Reese with split backs. He's going to come and drop back. He's going to air one out. He's got a man downfield. It is caught at the 40-yard line. Was it Fitton?
Yeah, it was. It was Fitton. Man.
Isaiah Fitton with a first down and more, and the Owls are looking more alive than we've seen them in weeks.
I know it might be a little early for Talon, but when you're looking for a pure passer, whether it's a D3 school, community college, and whatnot, that's a throw that stands out. That's one that you put on film to show recruiters, because that was right on the money over top of the defender, only where the receiver could get it.
That's a film throw.
Yep.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. And, boy, there's another flag.
So what Kane's doing, Jimmy, is they're coming up and they're showing blitz and they're showing that they're going to fake jump the snap. And what it's doing is
reacting to that.
And, yeah, the Owls are reacting to that, and they're getting on their heels rather than on their tippy toes. And that's where that motion comes in, where they kind of fall back because they're trying to embrace for contact.
So I've been obviously 13-7 right here with 4:07 left in the first quarter. So a few early touchdowns on both sides of the ball. Been getting a little bit caught up. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, subbed the last week of the season. Our first quarter contestant, Joe Palisano, has already won a free dinner off the value pack meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Three more winners will be named later tonight. All right, here is first and 15 after the false start. Reese is going to have three receivers on his left side. He's going to move Adkins in motion. He's going to drop back, and he's got Laktash from the bubble screen. It's caught and out into the open, across for the first down for Lucas Laktash, and that's a gain of 16 yards.
That 100% was Bradford being more athletic than the opposing defense, because Kane had the read on it on a bubble screen, and just Lucas Laktash is just more athletic than 99% of the folks that are on the field right now.
I mean, both of these offenses are moving downfield very effectively. This could be a fun game to watch. Reese is at first and 10 with the 25-yard line. It's a handoff to Adkins. Adkins gets wrapped up in the backfield and gang tackled for a loss of a couple.
Well, the blitz paid off there, but speaking to you about high scoring, we're watching a Big 12 game right now. Good old-fashioned Big 12.
Yeah.
We're watching Texas Tech versus Oklahoma State.
I mean, this could turn into a very interesting battle. Don't mind the run there. You lose a couple, but, you know,
keeps them
after after a couple of really nice throws and a couple of nice catches by Fitton. So second and 12 here from the 27-yard line. And Reese looking back. He's trying to step up, but he steps right into pressure. And that's where he'll be wrapped up at about the 32 for another loss.
Yeah, and it was junior Reese Pachakas who got in for Kane on the stack. But, yeah, I mean, Kane's shown that they're obviously aggressive on defense and they're playing aggressive, and that's something the Talon's going to have to take advantage of, because that's going to open up a lot of one-on-ones. We're seeing it already. Just Talon's got to read it quickly, and the line's got to hold up a little bit longer for him.
Yeah, Reese had the right idea as the pocket started to collapse in on the sides. He went to step up and out of it, but he stepped right in front of him, was collapsing as well, and he ended up stepping right into the defender. Reese is going to launch one downfield, and it sails overhead of Isaiah Fitton and falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth and very long for the Owls, about 18 yards to go for a first.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact there, Jimmy, between both Isaiah and the Kane defender, and I'm glad ultimately the referee didn't throw the flag, because it could have went either way.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you don't want to have a drive stall out like this with how well Kane's moving the ball on the ground.
Yes, that is a problem. You do not want to trail. I mean, if you can at least keep it within one possession. So here's a fourth and 18. Reese, again, Owls working from right to left on your radio. Reese out of the shotgun, drops back. He's got to get rid of it. He does. It's caught and brought down after a gain of 8.
Oh, that might get called for horse collar.
But there is a flag on the field, and this could be
Kane
a very significant one.
Yeah, they might be getting called for a horse collar right here. Going to keep the drive alive for the Owls. I think that might be a hole. Oh, ineligible.
Ineligible. So that'll be on the Owls. It's declined, and that'll be a turnover on downs. So Kane will take over near the 26-yard line for a first and 10. And here is the issue. Now you're down by six. They missed that last PAT, which, you know, has every opportunity to loom very large in this game if they do indeed end up going back and forth. But what you can't afford to do is go down by two possessions and not be able to pull back ahead at any point in the game.
No, especially against a run-heavy team. Zero pass plays by
controls
game.
Controls the clock, yeah.
Yep, so you have to really get a stop and make a emphasis to the defense that if you need a stop, it's going to be on this drive because Silfies hasn't even pulled out the playbook yet. It's just been basic runs right now.
Might not even be a bad idea, a bad time for a timeout. Here's a handoff to Zampogna. He gets tripped up, and it's going to be about a 3 or 4 yard carry. He didn't get much more than that. Tripped up by Laktash.
Yeah, Laktash did a good job shutting down the line, and basically what that means is he's taken on his one-on-one block and shuts down and kind of works his way down the line and was able to dive at the feet of Zampogna.
So it's actually, well, they got it down as a two. I think it looks more like a three, second and seven from the 30-yard line. And here's a throw. It's caught, a little bubble screen, and he's brought down after a gain of about two. So that's going to bring up a third and five, and this is a big third down here for the Owls.
Yeah, I think who was that that made that tackle?
Adam Ward. Yeah,
hey, that's a good tackle, open field tackle.
Yeah, off the little bubble screen, there was nobody else really on that side of the field, and Ward certainly saved some yards at least. Ward again, he's in his first year as a football player, as a junior. He just joined the team this year. He's really come on in this second half of the season. Here's a rollout on third down, and he's wide open at the 44. And a smack after the catch, but that will move the chains.
That was Dane Anderson for Kane who took the pass. And what happened on that play was Bradford got caught in the cover three, sending in an extra blitzer, and Anderson found a soft spot in the zone, which is always going to be kind of where the numbers are on the sideline. And that was a good throw by Zook to get it there and to see that.
Yeah, Anderson also took a shot from Nate Girdlestone there. Might be one we need to keep in mind later for the collision of the game. Brought to you by Love Toyota. Here's a handoff on first down, and this one is good for another first. Across midfield, inside the 45, and down near the 43-yard line in Bradford territory.
Well, this is where Checkers things in the chest, Jimmy, because they just went back-to-back plays for pass plays, and now they hit with a big run, so now it's turning in the chest.
Well, that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter, and this the Owls won't need to take that timeout, but they will still hear that same message that we talked to. This is where the defense is going to need to dig deep and try to match them with that stop that Kane was able to come up with on the Owls' possession. So we're at the end of one. It's 13-7. Kane leads Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her leg, she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half, and I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane for Bradford Owls football. Our first down here to start the second quarter was a two-yard run, maybe a long one-yard run by Ricky Zampogna. He got hit right away. We have switched sides of the field, and Kane is trying to capitalize here on the first turnover on downs, or the first drive that didn't end in a score for the game. Here's Zook. He's getting hits as he's thrown, and that one sails out of bounds and incomplete. Zook took a hit, and he is down.
Yeah, he took a big looking.
That does not look good. They tried to pull him up, and he did not respond well. And running out to the field now to be tended to is Kyle Zook.
Yeah, he took a big lick.
So Zook, they're signaling now for something else here. So this might be an actual fairly serious injury here. We'll see if they are indeed signaling for what I think they are. They're going to bring the ambulance out. I mean, they're signaling all the way over to the end zone.
Yeah, I think they're signaling for the ambulance. I hope everything's okay with that kid. He took a big look.
And he is, I think, the little brother of the previous quarterback for Kane.
Yep, Brady, I think.
Brady Zook, does sound right, who graduated last year. Kyle takes over. We've seen a lot of these, quarterback families with the older brothers kind of passing the torch to the younger brothers. We've seen it with the Coudray family and the Zook family here in Kane. And yeah, here in week 10, in a competitive game, you hate to see it here for the junior. He may be being helped up, but I do think they did signal for – yeah, the ambulance is crawling across the track now. So that will be brought out to the field. So we'll pause. We'll take a quick Texan timeout in the meantime. This timeout brought to you by Texan Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best handmade pierogies around. That might not be a Texan timeout. They might have just got the read because they called for the ambulance. The ambulance was crawling this way, and Zook got up and off of the field and is now currently walking to the sideline and going to the bench. Now, obviously, they have to be very cautious with Zook.
Yeah, he could have hit his head hard. And so, obviously, protection and player safety is the most important thing when it comes to
the
sports. So they got to be extra precautious.
The first thing you look at is when his other player there on the field try to pull him up. Zampogna on the keeper here is going to run for a first down, a gain of about 12 yards on the play.
He certainly, I don't know that he was down initially at the first stop because he was still running. I don't know, maybe it was extracurricular activity afterwards, but he didn't think he was down.
No. No, what I was trying to say is when his teammate came over to help pick him up and he went right back down, that's what you got to worry about. So there's the play whistle dead. First and 10 whistle dead from the 33-yard line. Flag on the play. And this time it's the Wolves called for a false start.
Yeah, I think they pulled a trick out of the Kane book and showed that they were going to jump the snap. I think that was Gangloff who got through.
So that'll bring up a replay of first down after a five-yard penalty. So first and 15 at about the 37-yard line. I was overhearing some of our counterparts here in the press box that there was well over 300 yards in that first quarter. Almost picked off by Fitton, but it's completed. A broken tackle and down the sideline. Going to walk in for a touchdown. Does Kane's number 10, Landon Dar.
Man, how close can you get to not having an interception?
That was
unfortunately, that's the downside of when you are overly aggressive is if you miss, you're going to miss big. And unfortunately, that bit the Owls right in the butt.
So I believe we were set up at the 32, 33.
Yep.
So 32-yard touchdown reception by Landon Dar.
And I think with Zouk on the sideline here, I think Zampogna threw that.
Yeah, it was Zampogna. Yeah, he's filling in for quarterback. Zampogna's up going for two, and I think he's going to get through.
Yeah, Zampogna is in for the two-point conversion. So, Zampogna, welcome back to the field, good sir. You are having yourself a night. 10:21 left in the first half. Kane goes up 21-7. Forget about that missed point after field goal, meaning anything later on in the game. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back here in Kane, Bradford Owls football coming off the 32-yard touchdown pass from Zampogna received by Landon Darr. Zampogna also got in on the 2-yard conversion, or 2-point conversion rather, to make it 21-7. Kane leads over the Owls with 10:29 left in the first half. And Isaiah Fitton was inches away, literally inches away from probably a pick six on that touchdown pass, but he sold out, just missed it, and instead it was Darr wide open coming back the other way. Here's the ensuing kickoff, and it's going to be returned to about the 42-yard line, maybe the 43.
Yes, things seem to be getting chippy here.
A little bit. It usually does in Kane.
Yep, there's certainly no lack of respect between both teams. So,
yeah, it's a strong rivalry between Kane and Bradford, at least for as long as I've been involved. It's been one of the more lively games to watch from up here in the press box.
Yeah, it's a chilly night, so I am blessed to be in the press box tonight.
The press box here in Kane, very well heated.
Thank you, Kane.
In fact, I always forget that Kane has the heated press box, and I layered up like usual, and that's proven to be a bad choice. So moving the chains late here, but here's a pitch out regardless. Girdlestone, 27. Yeah, Girdlestone on first down is run out of bounds after a gain of about 8 yards.
Yeah, nine. Looks like
yeah, nine. Yeah, yeah. Call it second and one, I suppose.
He's a little spark plug, yeah.
Yes, Girdlestone is stout now. He got a lot of playing time out of the backfield last year.
Yep.
He wasn't used as frequently the beginning of this year. I don't know if it was injury related or what, but there seemed to be like a 1 week difference where boom, he was all of a sudden back. And this time Laktash will get a little pitch and he's going to get the first down and more as he fights his way inside the 40 to the 39 yard line. Lucas Laktash.
Coach Z pulling some tricks out of the bag right there.
Yeah, that was an interesting play.
Fake the inside handoff and gave a counter toss to Lucas Laktash and sold it quite well.
Yeah, Laktash came right across the middle from right to left and found quite a few extra yards. So here's first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Reese surveying. He's going to let one air out, and it's caught inside the 10. It's a touchdown.
I think that was Laktash.
I believe Laktash. He's, of course, as far away as he can get from us on the field, but it looks like a number 11 to me. Yeah, Lucas Laktash.
40-yard touchdown.
Beautiful throw. And let's see. Nicole Alter is our second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Nicole Alter also wins a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant.
Yeah, and Talon got what he wanted, was one-on-one with his number one receiver. So.
And he was so patient.
So patient.
He looked off the throw. Yeah. It was absolutely beautiful.
Looked like a senior right there.
Yeah.
He had a good senior moment.
So that one goes Reese to Lactash, 39-yard touchdown. Fitton's extra point is good, and it's back to a one-possession game. 21-14, Kane leads. With 9:42 left in the first half, it's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Following the Bradford touchdown from 39 yards out, Talon Reese finds Lucas Lactash. Point after was good, and it's 21-14. Kane leads over the Owls. Just under 10 minutes or so to play in the first half. And
well, we got some miscommunication here. Owls are lining up the kick, and not a single Wolves player is out there.
They're just now making their way out to the field. And finally set up now. Yeah, it was a bit of a weird situation. Yeah, they're not even fully lined up. So here's the kick. And we'll see if the Owls can capitalize on that. Returns broken through, but there are flags everywhere. Laundry all over into the backfield here of the returning team. Yeah, brought down inside the 35 near the 32-yard line.
Certainly coming back. That was Dane Anderson. He had a good run, but the good run was set up by an excellent suplex by the Kane Wolves.
Excellent suplex. So two flags here on the I assume on the returning team, on the returning side of the field. And it was a big hit put on the return man when they finally did get to him down near the 30 or 35-yard line.
Well, when you come to Kane, you're going to play a physical game.
Yes.
You know that. Kane's all about physicality. They got a lot of successful wrestlers on their team. Reese Pachakis, Luke Eli. I mean, they're household names in the District 9 area. I think they yearly go to the states.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, the Owls got a dog, too, since Jordy Thompson.
That's correct. Got a couple few. Now, here are the
We're gonna get
the penalties. Yeah, personal foul on both teams. Now, that's interesting because the flags were thrown during the play. Okay, so there was also a hold on Kane. Okay, so there was a hold on Kane.
Yes, and then
during the play, that caused the original flag.
Yep.
After the play, we talked about that being a big hit there downfield, and I think it came, if I'm not mistaken, from the sophomore, A.J. Lama. Saw number 24. Don't know if he's the current 24, but that's what it looked like to me. Anyways, after the play, we had offsetting unsportsmanlike penalties, and that is going to cancel each other out.
The way it's looking, though, it looks like I think they got called for two, Kane did, because they're backed up not just off a regular hold, because the hold happened around the 40-yard line, and they're backed up down at the 50.
Either that or it was a chop block. That would be a longer penalty. Anyways, here on first down, it's going to be out to the left side a run, and see where they've got it. I mean, boy, there's just talking happening all over the place between referees, between players. So they've got them at the 23-yard line. Yeah, okay, so it's a gain of about six. And it'll bring up a second and four. Wow, a lot of chit-chat down on the field.
Yeah.
And here's Ampogna throwing. He's got a man downfield.
Oh.
And it's incomplete. And some extracurriculars after. It was all pretty clean, though. Adam Ward was trying to make a play. It went through the hand. So I don't know if Ward knew whether or not he even caught it or not. So he finished the tackle.
No, I mean, from our perspective, obviously, we're like, oh, that looks dirty. If you're
no, yeah.
But when you're actually on the field and you can't see where the ball is, you have to assume that he caught the ball. You're not going to get penalized for that. It's only if it's super late.
Yeah, he just finished the tackle. The wide receiver didn't much appreciate it, but he did the right thing.
Yeah.
You have to bring him down to the ground there. That's going to bring up a third and four for Kane. 9:05 left in the half. Zamboni is going to be on the keeper here, and he's got the first and more tripped up. Boy, saved some yardage there, did A.J. Gleason. But they were able to get through for the first down.
AJ with the rare regular tackle. Most of the other tackles, he's
not the oh my goodness tackle. Yeah,
no, just the regular good shoestring tackle. Rare by AJ Gleason. You don't see that very often by him.
Saved a couple few extra yards there to Gleason, but it still brings up a first and 10 at the 32 yard line. And boy, that's a nice run there on first down, but another huge hit from Gleason.
There's the AJ that we
know. Yeah.
I don't like that other AJ.
Let's see. That was Sam West, running back Sam West, sophomore Sam West on the carry.
Sounds like he plays in a Western.
He could. Like a Sam Elliott type Western?
Yeah, that's what popped in my head with Sam Elliott.
I thought so. It's a gain of about 6, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 4.
Could you imagine a sophomore with a mustache like Sam?
God, that'd be awesome, dude.
That'd be dope.
That would be one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Oh!
Boy, smack.
Certainly didn't fall for it.
Handoff there, and Zambonia got brought down in the backfield. He gets up fiery as the Owls celebrate on top of him.
Yeah, had a little bit of hot sauce to the chili there.
That was a really nice play in the backfield by the Owls defense. And they let Zambonia know, not fooled at all.
No, 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 is what they said.
So it's going to bring him back to a 3rd and 7, loss of 3 for Zambonia. Sends a man in motion here. And a little bubble screen. Caught, sheds one tackle. He's off and running, and he's going to be real close. I think he's got the first down.
Yeah,
we'll see where the spot is.
I think he might end up being a yard short.
Yeah, the line judge on the opposite side had him on the other side of the chains, but this line judge here on the sideline that he came down looks like has him short.
Yeah, who's he going to go off of? I think he's going off of the
He's
bar.
Short. He's a yard short.
Yep.
And that brings up a 4th and 1 and a huge fourth down here for both teams. It's 21-14 with 7:15 left in the first half.
No, and you don't want to completely sell out on this play. You want to prevent the big play. You just want to keep playing the defense that you have been on this drive.
Do not want to get drawn off sides here. Zamponi is going to try to bring him across. They'll run the play clock down and then call the timeout. So nice job by the Owls there, staying disciplined as Zamponia tried to put one off on him there. Now we'll get our tax in timeout.
What?
Our tax in timeout with 7:15 left in the second quarter. 21-14, Kane leads. The tax in timeout, Radford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane. For Bradford Owls basketball, we are still in the Kane timeout.
We got one more month before basketball starts.
Yes, December 2nd, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Just over a month there. Practice for winter sports set to start November 12th-ish, something like that. Players will report for practice, and then competition will start sometime in that first week of December. I think it's the 2nd, somewhere in there.
I am full from hot dogs today.
4th and 1. You're on a bit of a random kick right now, just sprouting off facts. 4th and 1. It's a snap. QB sneak. He looks short.
I don't think he got it.
I think that's going to be a turnover on downs. We'll wait for the official word from the referees. We've got one of the coaches going crazy.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
Short turnover on downs. So Bradford stuffs him at a 4th and 1. And we'll take over 1st and 10 at the Kane 40 40-yard line.
Yeah, remember this.
Which at the 40-yard line means they got backed up.
Yep.
They were at the 41.
Yeah, and I think he ended up slipping when he was trying to go push the – when he was getting ready to take off to make his push. I think he ended up slipping and the Owls went low.
Huge for the Owls. Here's Girdlestone to the left side. And did that come loose? No, he was able to hang on to it.
No, but receiver – I mean, receivers aren't known for blocking, but got to do a better job there on the outside to – basically set the block to allow Girdlestone to go, because all I think it was Landon Dar just shoved whoever that receiver was right out of the way.
That was a gain of about two for Girdlestone. Brings up a second and eight. Reese will drop back. Quick throw falls incomplete as it's behind his intended target.
You know, Talon, super efficient.
Yes.
Super efficient quarterback. On it kind of gives you Alex
doesn't
Smith
throw vibes. A lot of incomplete passes.
No, is this his first one tonight, or did he have one earlier?
He might have had one, but it's
this is his first
certainly first or second. Reese with an empty backfield trips to the right, drops back looking to the left. It's a caught right near the first down yard line. Do believe he had it before he got pushed back. I think forward progress is going to move the chains, and it will. And the Owls are pumped up. You see the guys on the sideline.
Yeah, they're definitely all jacked up on Mountain Dew right now. Yeah. The momentum's definitely in favor of the Owls right now.
I mean, they're, you know, we haven't seen the offense move this well in weeks and weeks and weeks, if it's moved this well at all this season. Reese with one man alongside him in the backfield, first and 10. Going to drop back. He's under a little bit of pressure. He's going to throw it. It is maybe a very impressive catch. No, it falls incomplete. My goodness, that would have been absolutely phenomenal.
That's a beautiful incompletion. I'll tell you why, because he just threw a back shoulder throw.
Yeah. That was to Lactash, and he made a play on that ball that would have been one of the more incredible catches we've seen this year.
No, and great awareness by Lactis to realize his quarterback was in trouble and to come back for the ball.
So second and 10 now. More pressure. The ball is tapped around but falls incomplete, luckily, as that one could have very easily been coming back the other way.
Kane is certainly done with it right now on these last few plays. We're done with it. We're over it.
Over it.
We're sending six guys at you. Good luck. And Talon's doing a good job. He's taking the hits, and he's not feeling rushed at all.
It's third and 10 now. 6:09 left in the first half. Big third and 10 here for Reese.
And that's going to be a false start.
Yeah, whistle dead. How many false starts do the Owls have here tonight?
Four.
Four or five.
Yeah, four or five. Yeah, and then, like I said, what Kane's doing is they're just coming up, showing the blitz super quick, trying to get the linemen to react, and it's working. And all Bradford has to do if you're a lineman is watch the football. Don't pay attention to what's in front of you. You're watching
right.
The football. When you see the ball move, you turn your head, and you go to block. So
this one drops the Owls back to a third and 15 from the 35-yard line in Kane territory. We'll see what kind of look they give Reese. Looks like an empty backfield with trips to the right. So Reese here needs 15 yards for the first down.
Oh, he might get his one-on-one matchup that he wants, because they're only playing cover one right now with the single high safety. So he has a matchup I think he's looking at right
probably
now.
Probably bringing in the blitz if he can get just enough time there. He's going to have to step up. No blitz. Reese is in trouble. There's another flag, but it's in the backfield right where you don't want it.
Nope. Most likely going to be a holding. Probably Kane's going to decline if it is a holding. The push at the fourth down.
Yeah, holding on the Owls. So that'll be.
Are they going to take it?
Yeah. Well, they lost yards. So they accepted it to back them up. They get another shot, but it's well way farther out than it was.
That's an interesting move.
So Kane, it's kind of a cocky move. Kane thinks they can still get the turnover on downs without giving up any yards. And if so, they'll get the drive start near midfield rather than near the 40. So it brings up a third and a mile, really, 10, 20, close to 30 yards. Reese is rolling out to his right, directing traffic. He's got a lot of time, trying to find a man on the sideline.
It's going
to
be incomplete.
And that's incomplete, intended for Fitton.
So the gamble pays off for selfies.
Well,
because you're going to force Bradford to punt now.
More or less, because the question is, what would Bradford have done if it was, you know, fourth and 15? Would they have gone for it? And it would have been a turnover on downs. If not, here with a fourth and 30, they obviously punted away.
You're hard telling. The Owls are playing kind of without a.
Kane did their homework there. They did not let that ball touch the ground because the Laktash punts shoot forward as soon as they touch. He's got such a tough top spin on it. So he ran to make a diving catch on that ball.
Yeah, they did good. Good job for Kane.
Yeah, that easily would have rolled inside the 10-yard line, I believe. But because he went and chased it down, they're going to start closer to the 18.
I would have Lucas Laktash as their starting punter for Big 30 going in.
He's so fun to watch. He just figured it out. Sometimes I don't know when he just figured out how to get a strong topspin. It didn't really. Now the punts themselves have improved certainly, but the biggest difference is when that ball touches the ground, it shoots towards the end zone. 5.5 minutes here in the second quarter. Still 21-14, Kane leads. It's first and 10 from the 18. And Zampogna, I believe, still in at QB. He's got trips to the left side, working out of the shotgun. It's going to be a keeper. He fakes the handoff and runs it himself to the right side.
Big hit. I can't tell.
Well, it makes sense because A.J. Gleason was responsible for it. So, yes, big hit probably
just
is.
Just no regard for human life, right? Just zero. And I like how the Owls are kind of loose tonight. They're playing like because there's nothing.
It's fun.
Yeah, there's nothing left. There's nothing on the line. Nothing left to lose. And they're just kind of going after it tonight. This is how
I think
this is a relaxed team right now.
I think those first couple plays, they got one really nice run, one really nice pass. They realized that they could move the ball and they started having fun.
Yeah.
Now here is your handoff on second down, and this one doesn't get far.
Yeah, and you don't want, when you're doing a sport, you don't want it to feel like it's a chore, it's a job, because you're doing the sport because you want to have fun. And really, if you pay attention weekly, it's been like that. And they're extra motivated tonight. And maybe coach told them, just go out there, have fun. For your senior, it's your last game.
Yeah.
Just go out there, have fun, let loose.
That's a gain of about two or three, and it brings up a third and one. Run out to the left side. And looks like he's going to get backed up. I think. I mean, it's certainly no gain at best for Kane, but he very well may have lost a yard or two there.
Well, went from a high-scoring, high-flying
to a defensive battle.
Now we're in a defensive battle in the second quarter. It's like we're going through four different seasons.
I mean, shout out to the Owls here, defense, because they've done some – you know, some short stands. So that was indeed a loss of a yard. And that brings up a fourth and two, and Kane's going to punt it away. Deep in their own possession. Yeah, that punt almost got blocked. It's going to sail across midfield, bounce, and picked up at about the 45-yard line. Laktash goes out of bounds near midfield. And I think they got him at the 49 in Bradford territory.
I don't think they got him. I think the Turf Monster ended up getting Laktash.
No. The spot, I mean. I think the refs got him at the
court. Turf Monster definitely got the tackle there.
Yes. Yeah, that's at the 49-yard line, Bradford territory. So Bradford here able to force a couple of – first a turnover on downs, then a punt, you know, following that big offensive first quarter. So 3:31 left here in the first half. And the Owls in possession to try to, here's Fitton on first down. It's caught, and he's dragged out of bounds after a gain of maybe 7 yards. But the Owls, again, in a good spot here to maybe try to tie this game up.
Yeah, especially going in the half and you get the ball.
Right.
In the second half, that's huge. They just got to show that what they showed us in the first quarter, move the ball down.
So that is indeed a gain of 7 yards to bring up a second and three. Reese out of the shotgun, double twins, going to drop back, looks to his right side, rolls that way.
Open.
He's in trouble now. He's heading to the sideline and will go out of bounds there for a loss of 3 or 4 yards.
Well, you can tell Talon's a sophomore because he has the speaks and values. The last drive he did, or the touchdown pass to Lactash, did an excellent job looking off a defender hitting Lactash. This time he had Troy wide open, not a soul around for 20 yards in the middle of the field for a walk-in touchdown, and he just didn't see it. And it was right as the play developed. He had no one on him.
Yeah, he ended up just rolling out the wrong way. Loss of about four, and that brings up a third and six.
I'd hate to be Mr. Obvious, but you probably don't want to go backwards here. And we got some confusing on the offense.
Yeah, they're going to have to take a timeout here to figure this one out. 3:19 left. Kane still leads. 3:19 left in the half. 21-14, Kane leads. And we'll take another Taxon timeout. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane for the last 3 minutes and 19 seconds of the first half. The Owls working on a third and six in Kane territory, but not by a whole lot, near the 47-yard line, and trying to tie up this game. Currently down 21-14, but due to get the ball back after halftime. Here's Reese with double twins. He's going to pitch out to the left side to Girdlestone. Girdlestone breaks one tackle, but gets bunched up just about a yard behind the line of scrimmage, maybe right up next to it. Here's a late flag.
Kane reacted.
Yeah, that's
can't react.
That's going to be the some sort of unsportsmanlike. So we'll see exactly what it is, but I do believe you're right. I do believe that's on Kane. And that may loom large. As we said, the Owls were in a third and six and trying to move downfield here in the final few minutes of the first half, due to get the ball back to start the second half and down 21-14. Yeah, and that'll
be a first down for the Owls.
Yeah, it's an unsportsmanlike on Kane. And that is, boy, is that a 15-yarder.
After you get the stop, too, on the third down. Because I was going to see what Bradford was going to do. Are you going to bet on your defense? But we don't have to worry about that now.
Yeah, first and 10 here at the 32 now. So in pretty good position here. Split backs for Reese. He's going to send one out in motion. He's going to hand it off to the other. Right up the middle, and a nice run up the gut by Jordy Thompson.
Former state champ Jordy Thompson there with a good physical run, and that's where Jordy's strength is up the middle. He's run first. He runs so heavy, like he's moving the ground, and he runs like he's got those heavy feet.
Yes.
And that's his best place for success is sending him right up the middle.
And that's a 6-yard gain for Jordy, and it's going to make it a 2nd and 4, 2.5 minutes left to go. And here's another flag in the backfield of the Owls. False start.
Yeah, and it's been any time that we've went diamond this year, Jimmy, we've had a penalty.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anytime they brought up that diamond formation, they get a penalty on them.
Well, that's, you know, 5 or 6 false starts in the first half just against the Owls. So now 2nd and 9.
There's that play again.
Yep. A little shovel pass there to Laktash. He doesn't get anywhere near as far as he did the first time. And maybe a yard.
Here's another penalty.
Oh, yeah, straight up. Those flags go straight up and down, so you know it's an unsportsmanlike. There was 2 of them. I don't know if this is going to be uncanny. This one isn't quite so clear cut.
This one, 2 referees right at the same time. Well, you can tell there's 0 tolerance from the referees tonight.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep it from getting too, you know, right now it's mostly verbal. And I think they're trying to keep it from getting too far else. Now, regardless, though, I mean, whichever team committed this one, especially if it's Kane, but even if it's the Owls, I mean, do yourself some favors, you know?
Yes, don't, like, again, control what you can control.
Yeah, there's a big officials huddle.
Yeah, so every official is now in on this little huddle on the far sideline. And let's see what the word is. So approaching now, it's a face mask on the Wolves.
Weird how that came in.
Yeah, and then the unsportsmanlike on the Owls. So the unsportsmanlike came after the play.
So
now it depends on the face mask. If the face mask is a 5-yarder,
I think it is. So I think this ball is going to get moved back.
Yeah, it looks like it.
10 yards is what it should have been, right? Because you're going to take the 5 yards, and then you got the 15-yard. Because you have 1 during play, and then you have 1.
Well,
after, here, yep, so.
Yeah.
Yep, so it is. So it ends up being the 10-yard penalty on the Owls because they.
The face mask could have been a 15-yarder, and in that case, they would have offset. Instead, it was a 5-yard incidental.
Well, the referees are having a whole conversation with the Owls.
Oh, yeah, now they've got.
Nope, they're going to talk it over. And what's happening in this conversation, Jimmy? And I will reenact it for you.
Coach Kane.
Young men, knock it off. Grow up. Keep your mouth shut. We're here to play football. Show that you show a good demonstration of sportsmanlike and be respectful to each other. That's what happened. I can't confirm. I'm pretty spot on, though.
It does make sense. Now, there's 2 minutes left in the first half. Maybe that's the thing. Hey, let's try to clean this up. Let's go into the locker room feeling pretty good about this whole thing. We don't want to see any more of the unsportsmanlikes.
No, because what happens then, you get one more, whoever got called on the unsportsmanlike, you get one more, you're done.
Yes. It's a bit like giving out warnings in baseball, you know? All right, so here's Reese on 3rd and long. Wow, a bullet, but it's overthrown. Intended for
Logan Kohler.
Yeah, Kohler.
He had a step. Talon just overthrew that one.
Yeah, he had some mustard on it. I mean, that thing flew downfield. It brings up a 4th and 17. So after all of that,
that looked like
we get an incomplete pass. Yeah, we get an incomplete pass. And that's going to assumedly that'll bring out Laktash. That'll bring out Laktash? It doesn't look like
it's
it.
It's going to bring out your quarterback, Talon Reese. Again, fourth you have nothing
17.
To lose at
yeah,
this
that's
point.
True. Fourth so and 17 and inside 2 minutes. So why not, I guess?
We're playing Madden out here,
trips
dude.
To the right side. Reese out of the shotgun. Fourth and long. Drops back. He's got time. It's incomplete.
Oh, referees or coaches are getting animated on the sideline.
A little bit. Yeah, I think they wanted a little bit of a
pass interference.
Now, the defender was reaching in, but I think you could argue pretty easily that he was making a play on the ball.
Yeah, I would certainly say so. But, I mean, and again, this comes down to the coaching staff, too. Like, you have to keep your cool.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And I understand you're frustrated. You don't have any wins in the past 2 years, and if you're on the Kane side, whoa!
Yeah, what just happened?
What happened?
So they had him. So we had it as a fourth down, but they must have had it. The referees, I guess, the officials must have had it as a third down, unless they had the marker wrong. Certainly, because that's what I was operating off of.
No, they didn't, because the penalty. They don't redo the penalty on an unsportsman, like the play, because it happened during the play.
Uh-huh.
So you automatically, that play happens. Like, that play happened regardless of how, it wasn't a pre-snap and it wasn't a hold, it was a face mask, because that's a personal foul. That's a loss of down no matter what, on top of the other one, because the face mask would normally be automatic first down.
Well, either way, so what I think happened, and I could be wrong, is the Owls just threw an incomplete pass on fourth down, and then they punted it.
I think that's what happened.
Okay, all right. Just double-checking.
And the refs, we don't even care at this point.
So first and 10 for Kane. They are well inside their own five here. And a handoff that doesn't get it too awful far, but maybe a yard or two. Addison Plants trying to get some breathing room here.
Yeah, I mean, Kane's goal right here is to go into halftime with the lead. They're not trying to
safety for sure. I mean,
they're going to kill the clock right here.
They started at their own two. They got to gain a two there. Second and 8 from the four. Now
you got to use your timeouts if you're the Owls after these next two plays. If there's no first down,
10 on the play clock. So they're going to try to soak up every second of this. 55 seconds left on the game clock. Here's the handoff. And yeah, that's Plants again. And this one is another, I don't know if he got.
Yeah, there should have been a.
Maybe a yard there.
Yeah, I was going to ask why Bradford didn't call the timeout yet, because they had two more. And they're going to force Kane into a punt and get the ball with
now
the
they,
position.
Well, now they need to come up with a third down stop.
Yes.
That's the test. So 42 seconds left here in the second quarter. 21-14 Kane leads. One more Texan timeout before the half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to game for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're just trying to figure out that fifth down punt that the Owls, you know, kind of got away with one, because they got it inside to the 2 yard line. It's currently third and 8. Or third and 6, rather, from the 4.
That's a big play right there.
That's going to be a first down
caught. That's a massive play right there.
Zambonia to Landon Dar for a first down conversion. Wow. And that, I mean, Kane can kind of do what they want. They didn't get a ton of yardage out of it. They just got the first down and maybe an extra yard at about the 11.
22 seconds to go.
So it's going to be Zamboni on a keeper. He's brought down inside the 20 for a gain of maybe 5 or 6 yards. Yeah, about 6 yards or so.
Yeah, I think they're going to go ahead and go into halftime.
Yeah, and that'll bring out, I mean, two quarters that couldn't be more different. The first quarter, which was all offense and high scoring.
All fun, right?
And it was all good, good times. And then the second quarter, which became a bit of a battle defensively and then got real chippy, especially here late. We had a stern talking to by the officials. And we had the very rare and very elusive fifth down punt. But that does bring us to the end of the first half. The score right now is 21-14. Kane leads over the Owls, but the Owls will get the ball back to start the third quarter. We're going to take a break here, tally up the stats. When we come back, we'll start our Owls halftime show. That'll include a scoring recap here of the first half. We'll also get break down our first half stats. And we'll do a halftime with the AD, Bradford's AD, Mike Erickson, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Meinert!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane, here for the Owls halftime show on WESB Sports. At the half, the Owls trail the Wolves 21-14, and it's been a pretty wild game here, to say the least. We had about 320, 330 yards of total offense between the two teams in the first quarter alone, and in the second quarter, boy, things got real chippy real quick. Things kind of broke down a bit. The defenses took over a little bit. A couple of touchdowns were scored, but mostly very on in the second. And then from there, just a lot of defensive back and forth, pushing and shoving, and a lot of flags seen here tonight in both quarters, really. 21-14, your first half score. So let's see how we got there. We'll do our quick scoring recap momentarily. Before we go back in after the halftime, we will also break down our first half stats for the Owls, and we'll hear from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson during halftime with the AD. But first, your scoring recap. Kane was able to return for the opening kickoff, so they get the first offensive set. And, of course, with the return of their star senior running back, Ricky Zampogna, they marched downfield fairly easily, 9 plays, 70 yards on their opening drive. And it ends with a 2-yard touchdown run by Luke Eli. The extra point was good to make it 7-0. Kane leads. The Owls, though, were able to answer back on their first offensive possession. They were able to move down field pretty easily with both running plays and passing plays, despite a few early flags, mostly for false starts. But the first touchdown was scored on a 17-yard TD to from Lucas Laktash, a rushing TD from Lucas Laktash. The point after was kicked by Isaiah Fitton. That was good, and it tied up the game 7-7. Kane, though, was able to find the end zone one more time before the end of the first quarter, because on the ensuing play, after the muffed kick return that started them at the 4-yard line, and then their first down was a loss of 2 yards. They got backed up to their own 2-yard line, and Ricky Zampogna took it 98 yards to the house. The point after, though, was no good, and that put us at 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Now, the Owls then had their first failed offensive drive, the first drive of the night that didn't end in a touchdown, and they had to they ended up with a turnover on downs. Kane took back over again, and 32-yard touchdown pass from Zampogna to Landon Dar. This was after starting quarterback Kyle Zook went down with an injury. The 32-yard touchdown pass to Dar, 2-point conversion, was good to make it 21-7. The first time the Owls went down by 2 possessions, but then the Owls were able to answer back again. This time, Talon Reese to Laktash for his first receiving touchdown of the game, his second overall, 39 yards out. Point after was good by Fitton, and that makes it 21-14, where we are at currently. We'll hear our first half stats here in just a few minutes, but first we'll hear from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. It's halftime with the AD.
Welcome back to Halftime with the AD, sitting down today with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson for the Owls Week 10, their regular season finale in Kane, brought to you by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Thanks for joining me again, Mike.
Appreciate having me in one more time here, Jimmy, and I appreciate CJ Wallace for
sponsoring this halftime show.
And obviously, week 10 for the Owls football team means all of fall sports is kind of wrapping up. We're late in the season here. The big development over since the last time we talked was the boys' soccer team got to play in their semifinal match for District 9 Class 3A. You want to start with that?
Sure. This past Wednesday, the boys' soccer team semifinal game against DuBois. Game was here in Bradford. Nice, cool night for soccer. A little bit of rain came in. It, you know, definitely a fall atmosphere we had going on there. We started out real well. Jake France scored in the first, you know, 6-7 minutes of the game. We went up 1-0, and it stayed that way for a long time. Came out in the second half. Jake scored again. It seems like we're, you know, mentioning Jake's name quite a bit this fall between soccer and golf everything else he's been involved in. But, you know, I guess back to the game there, we were up 2-0, really controlling the majority of the game, gave up a goal with about 20 minutes to go, made it 2-1, really brought some excitement back into the game there. And then, you know, shortly after that, Jake France again scored his third goal of the game, went up 3-1, and then capped it off with a goal from Mitchell Strauss, ended up winning 4-1, and really a good showing, you know, by our boys. Probably one of the better games I've seen them play this year. You know, all the way from the defenders and the goalkeeper, all the way up through midfield, and of course between Jake and Mitch there, just a lot of speed up front, and they were really causing a lot of havoc on the DuBois defense all night long. And just a real good team win for them. And now moving on to Tuesday's finals down in Brockway. So not to get ahead of myself here, but Tuesday, both the boys and the girls soccer teams will be playing for district championships in Brockway, with the boys game starting at 5:30 and the girls following right behind them at 7:30. Boys will be playing against Clearfield, the number one seed, and the girls will be playing DuBois.
So the, I mean, the October 2022 that Jake France has had is obviously unbelievable.
Yeah.
He becomes the District 8-9 golf champion. Then he finishes 43rd.
I think it was 43rd.
In the state, at the state championship. Then he has a hat trick in his first semifinal playoff game this season for soccer. But congratulations to the whole team, obviously.
Yes.
Looking forward to them taking on Clearfield down there. And good luck to the girls team as well.
Yeah, they. It should be a very good night of soccer. We haven't seen Clearfield yet. Really, all three of the boys teams that were in the AAA playoffs. I think it could have gone either way. On any given night, so they were all so evenly matched. And you know, we'll see what we can do on Friday. On Tuesday there, and with the girls' side, we played DuBois twice this year, lost to them both times. But we are the number one seed. Just the way the seeding worked out, we ended up with the number one seed. They were right behind us. So I think if on the girls' side we can play as a team, get a couple early shots in, girls are going to be doing just fine too.
Yeah. This is something that we talk about too in the past for just about any sport at any level, is it's real hard to beat the same team three times in a row.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll see how both of those games go.
Yep.
Anything else from last week that we need to cover?
Well, we started the 7th and 8th grade girls basketball season here this past week. This year was the first year we moved the 7th and 8th grade season. It used to be in the fall. And, you know, we struggled a little bit getting girls to come out for basketball while soccer and cross country and the other fall sports were going on. Got 22 girls out now for the 7th and 8th grade team, which is almost double what we had last year. So they started their season on this past Monday. 7th graders lost to Elk County, while the 8th graders beat Elk County.
Okay.
And then moving on throughout the week, on Wednesday, 7th and 8th grade basketball was at Sheffield. Came back with a win there. Sheffield only fielded one team, so we had all 7th and 8th graders played in that game and came back with a win there as well. Last night, 7th and 8th grade boys football team ended their season. They finished 4-4 on the season. They did lose last night to DuBois. It was a 28-16 game, but We moved the ball up and down the field quite a bit, had several turnovers in our favor, actually had some against us as well, but it was a very good game, very competitive. Final there, we did fall 28-16, but like I said, great game. Congratulations to Coach Gow and his staff down there, and to the 7th and 8th grade football team on a successful season.
Yeah, great news.
Yeah. Looking forward to next week. Tomorrow is a big day for our cross country runners. It is the District 9 Cross Country Championships. Both boys and girls teams will be playing or be running in Ridgeway. The boys team, led by Manny Diaz, returning district champion. Mm-hmm. Boys team has a real good shot of winning the team championship tomorrow. And that's, like I said, Manny Diaz, Braden Frere, Ian Pylon, Danny Marasco, and Marcus Terwilliger, and a few others there that will be rounding out the team as well. On the girls' side, we're just not quite as deep as we are on the boys' side just yet, but still looking for good runs out of Corey Dixon, Caitlin Taylor. We've been mentioning their names all year long here, too. So another good performance, hopefully, out of them tomorrow to get them qualified for the state meet. And then on Monday, boys JV football wraps up their season. We're down at Ridgeway. It's a 5 o'clock start in Ridgeway. And then, as I mentioned here earlier, Tuesday's the big day for soccer. 5:30 boys game against Clearfield in Brockway. And 7:30 start for the girls against Dubois in Brockway. Now, if either one of those teams win, we will be hosting the sub-regional round game against a District 6 opponent next Saturday here in Bradford. So something to look forward to, you know, down the line here a little bit. If either one of those teams win Tuesday, next game is Saturday at home.
Guaranteed home game.
Guaranteed home game.
Nice. Yeah,
sub-regional round there.
We travel pretty good to that Brockway championship game as well?
We usually do.
Yeah.
Always look to see more people show up.
Sure. So, right.
I think it's supposed to be a good night. The early forecast, I think, is a decent
so far
day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Shouldn't be any reason we can't get a lot of people down there. Then moving on to, you know, after Tuesday, looking at Saturday is the cross country state championship meet in Hershey. And, you know, we'll find out after tomorrow who all makes it there, but we're looking for, you know, at least five, six, seven kids to make it from Bradford, you know, hopefully the boys team, and then at least two of the girls, maybe even a third one will sneak in.
Excellent. That's all very exciting as we wrap up the fall season. So congratulations and good luck to all those partaking in some postseason, some playoff games, stuff like that. And we will wrap up the football season here tonight and wrap up our series of Halftime with the AD. I appreciate you stopping by again, and we'll talk to you soon. And thanks again to CJ Wallace Engineering for sponsoring Halftime with the AD. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thanks to Kurt.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full-service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful,
Luckily, the folks at Devoncroft State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devoncroft and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
To Kane for Bradford Owls football. Week 10, the regular season finale. Kane leads the Owls 21-14 here with just another minute or so of warm-ups before the second half starts. We've gone over our scoring recap. We've done halftime with the AD presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Thanks again, Mike Erickson. And now, Cam, you've got our first half stats by our statistician, Mike Irvin.
Let's go through them. We got Callan Rees. He is 8 of 15 for .142 in passing yards. Nathan Girdlestone has 4 rushes for 38 yards. Lucas Lactash has 4 catches for 84 yards. Defensively, A.J. Gleason has 7 tackles. Jeez. Evan Whitmore has 5 tackles. With that being said, we have 56 total rushing yards, 142 passing yards with 198 total yards of offense. The downside, subtract 60 for that because we've had 9 penalties for 60 yards.
Yeah, penalties have been killer in the first half. I mean, we've had, I think, 5 false start penalties. And then in the second quarter, we started seeing the unsportsmanlikes come out on both sides, face masks, stuff like that. So the Owls really need to tighten up. I'm sure Kane in the locker room was saying the same thing. So, you know, it's going to come down to partially, and this isn't going to decide the game, but partially this is going to come down to which team can tighten it up, dial it in, stop all this, you know, the nonsense, stop shooting yourself in the foot, stop with the penalties.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stop the tomfoolery, right? And you don't – it's constantly shooting yourself in the foot, and you don't gain anything from it. Uh-huh. So if you – product A, if you're the Owls, you commit an unsportsmanlike penalty. You just helped out Kane, and on the vice versa. Kane, you do it, you're helping out the Owls in a tight game.
Yes.
Like this. It's well, anyone's game still. The Owls get the ball, they come down and score. We got a tie game.
I mean, the Kane probably has more to lose, I guess. They don't want to be the – nobody wants to be the team that ends the streak.
No. Right?
The Owls have a pretty long losing streak going right now that dates back to previous seasons. Kane does not want to be the team that ends that streak. Here's the ensuing – oh, he touched that, but he was able to grab it. I think that's Thompson.
Yep.
And actually turned it upfield pretty nice and got to the 35, 36-yard line.
Throwing the penalty flag.
Yeah, and there's the first flag on the sideline here. And the first and the kick return to start the third quarter. So we'll see exactly what we get here.
I didn't necessarily see anything
I don't think
wrong.
I saw much. Now, unless there was a late hit, we were working on the sideline here.
We got a pretty good view, though.
Yes,
it was not a late hit.
It's a face mask on Kane.
Face mask against the Wolves. About the second time.
That's all right. So, but what I was, the point I was making is that Kane has a little bit more to lose, I think. Now, the Owls, on the other hand, they don't want to be that team that keeps just living up to this low, you know, expectation that other teams have set for them. They have a high bar for themselves. We have a high bar for them. The coaches have a high bar for them. The listeners, the families, the players themselves all have a high bar. Kane doesn't. So if you can tighten this up and win this battle, win these next two quarters, you can end your season on a pretty high note, put an end to that streak, put an end to all that talk.
Yeah,
his first down, and it's a successful one with a 6-yard run.
Yeah, and that's and you want to carry momentum in going into 2023, right?
Yes.
You want to go in, say, hey, we won our last game, take something positive from the season. And other towns, they don't respect Bradford. They truly
right.
don't.
Right, yeah.
They're rushing. You see teams only rushing 3 or 4 guys, where if this was any other game, they're getting exotic about their blitzes. So Bradford needs to capitalize on that.
Here's Girdlestone on first down. Looks like he's going to get across for a first. On second down, rather. Looks like he's going to get across for a first down. He's right at the line, and that will indeed move the chain. So he's at the 50-yard line, and that'll be enough for a first and 10. Bradford gets their first conversion here the third quarter.
Yeah, and what winning takes is how do you handle being uncomfortable? Because you got to put yourself in uncomfortable positions to do so. So the Owls tonight are showing they're rushing the ball.
Yeah.
They're moving the ball successfully by running the
Responding
ball.
Responding well here earlier. There's split backs for Reese. It's going to be a handoff to Jordy Thompson. Thompson trying to break away from a tackle, but a really nice job to wrap up those legs. And he's brought down with no gain on the play.
Yep, no gain. But again, you got to. That's what we're talking about. Is you have to be committed to the run, because the second that they get away from the pass, you're doing the work for the defense for themselves.
Right.
And in a close game like this, there's no reason to try to force the ball down the field. Try to just keep running the ball.
So here is Reese again. Trips to the left side. He's going to look that way for a bubble screen. It's caught by Adkins. Adkins is across for another first down. And the Owls are going to move the chains on second and 10. They get right near that first down marker, right near the 40-yard line, and they will continue marching downfield.
Yeah, and this is prime definition of what you're doing to a defense when you're on the offense, when you're moving the ball efficiently. Now you're making the defense second guess what their game plan is, because the game plan certainly wasn't to worry about the run. It was right. Stop the pass. And now if you're moving the ball successfully, now you got to commit an extra man, and now they're bringing five.
Split backs again for Reese, and hand it off to Thompson, but he goes nowhere. He's wrapped up immediately. And they had Reese, you know, in the shotgun, so he was 3 yards behind the line, and that's 4 yards behind the line, and that's right where they got to him. I mean, as soon as he touched the ball, Kane was there.
Yeah, and Talon's got a real – so moving forward, if you see that fifth guy coming up on that edge, you know you have a one-on-one somewhere in the passing game if you're going to commit to the pass and whatnot. So Talon's got to use that aggressiveness against the Kane defense.
It is first and, or second and 14, rather. Reese drops back. He's looking for out of the backfield, Nate Girdlestone, rather. And it goes incomplete. So that'll bring up a third down for the Owls.
Yeah, it just seems like you get 2, 3, 4 good plays and then
a little bit of a sputter here. That's a lot of how the – not the entirety of the second quarter, but certainly the last half of it. Our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Daniel Miles. Daniel Miles. If the Owls score in the third, you'll win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you win the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Third and 14, Reese drops back, trying to step up, and he does. He's going to keep it. And he gets back to that original line of scrimmage for a gain of 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's going to bring up 4th and 10. And I mean, we saw the Owls going for it in 4th and 15. They're most certainly probably going to go for this.
Yeah, down 7. There's a little bit of a discussion happening on the Owls sideline.
I think the Owls are looking for a late hit.
I don't see any flags. Oh, there was a flag. I didn't even see it. Where did it come from? All I saw was him put it back. It's holding against Kane. And that's going to move the chains.
Interesting. I thought that ended up being a broken play. And that might be why the broken play happened, because one of the guys was
so.
Out.
Yeah, if somebody was held there, that would make sense. Now, it's 5 yards from the spot of the foul, I believe, which is going to bring up
an automatic first down.
Wow. So first and 10, it's a handoff up the middle, and it is a short gain for Nate Girdlestone.
You know, fun little matchup that I'm watching is Lucas Laktash versus Scott Szymanski.
Okay, yeah.
If you watch it at the top of the field, as Lucas is taking him with him on these design run plays and then just throwing him off, and they're just – that's just a fun battle. I haven't seen anything like chippy. They're just having fun out there, those two, but yeah. It's just fun to watch.
Szymanski's had a pretty nice season as well. He's been a little quieter on defense, but he has come alive here on offense. Here's Girdlestone to the right side, and that, I think, is going to be another first.
Yeah, I think he was maybe 2 yards past the first down marker, two or three.
Yeah, he was working from a second and seven. And, yeah, they're moving the chains. That's another first down. As the Owls, so far, 4 minutes taken off the clock here in the third quarter. And they are in the red zone from the 18-yard line, first and 10. Reese with double twins. The Owls working from left to right here in the third. Reese makes a change at the line here. Sees something in the defense. Drops back. He's got a man inside the 10. And it's caught by Isaiah Fitton. And that's going to bring up a second and one, I believe.
Yeah, good route running by Isaiah, too. He ran a quick out.
I mean, do you try to toss one in the end zone here?
Yeah, I mean, it's second and, yeah.
With second and 10 from the 10, or second and one from the 10, rather.
Really got three shots to get a first down, so, yeah, you take a shot right here. Yeah, and you got one on right now with the speedster right at the top of the field, Logan Kohler.
So here it is. It's going to be a run. And Lactash, I think, has the yard. So it looked like they were more worried about picking up the first than anything else. So Lactash does fight forward for the first down.
Now the Owls need to not make mistakes in the red zone because that's been something that's been biting them.
It's first and goal from the 8.
Oh, we got Diamond.
Yeah, it's Thompson to the left.
Splits to either side, full house backfield. They go first man through. That's Adkins.
And Adkins is the one that gets the call there. Didn't get too far.
Going to bring up second and goal for the Owls.
Oh, he did get a few extra yards there. Okay, he gets a gain of a couple to about the 7-yard line. So a gain of 2 there. Second and goal from the 7. 5 minutes taken off the clock now, and the Owls knocking.
Big drive to start this second half.
Split backs for Reese.
7 minutes to go. Radford's had the ball the whole third quarter.
Reese takes the snap.
Play fake. Flip to the end zone.
It's a fake handoff, and what a catch.
By Isaiah Fitton.
Isaiah Fitton with the one-handed grab in the front corner of the end zone.
Wow.
What a catch by Isaiah Fitton.
I think the ball was tipped to it by the quarterback.
I think that was the reason. It wasn't where he thought it was going to be, and he had to throw one hand out, and he snagged it and brought it back, pulled it back into his chest. It was absolutely beautiful from 7 yards out from Reese to Isaiah Fitton. Here is the PAT, splits the uprights, and we have a tie game.
Woo!
The Owls have tied it up here after taking several minutes off the clock. 6:45 left in the third quarter. It is 21-21, Radford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devonclaw and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane for Bradford Owls football and WESB Sports. Tied up here with 6:45 left in the third quarter, 21-21, following the Owls' touchdown. It was a 7-yard pass from Talon Reese that Isaiah made a absolutely spectacular one-handed grab on in the front corner of the end zone. And then he went ahead and kicked the extra point himself to make it 21-21. To tie it up. So here is the ensuing kickoff.
Oh, we got
boy, still on his feet trying to change fields.
Oh,
he gets
good
across and
tackled.
Tell me that's not AJ Llama. Am
that
I wrong?
That is AJ.
Thank you.
AJ the Fortnite Llama. With
thank
a good open
you.
Field tackle.
I've been seeing 24 on the field, and every time I think he's in on the tackle, you shake me off.
That
one was him.
So AJ Llama gets in on that one. And yeah, we had the return man who had come up about 20 yards and was trying to skip from one side, from one hash mark to the other, had almost made it entirely before turning back up field at the opposite sideline, and Llama made the tackle there. So first and 10 from the 37, Kane will take over. Here's the handoff on first down. I believe that was West. Zampogna still in at quarterback.
Yeah, I'm assuming Kyle's out for the night.
Yeah, so probably most likely.
Run the one position for the remainder of the game, which makes him a little bit more dangerous too, right?
A little bit. Well, Zamboni is a senior, and Zook is a junior. So Zook is very much next year's team, you know. So that's a big part. And here's a couple of broken tackles by West as he gets forward for a couple more. Gleason finally wraps him up and brings him down. And it's going to bring up a third and 5 for the Wolves.
Can you tell who has the energy right now?
Looks like Bradford to me, brother.
What? I'm on a Stone Cold Steve Austin rant.
I'll come up with some sort of list at some point tonight.
All right.
Make sure you jump in accordingly. Here is Zambonia dropping back. Oh, and boy, that was almost picked off by Troy Adkins. It ends up falling incomplete. Adkins was fingertips away as he fell to the ground to try to intercept that ball.
Well, things are going in the Owls' favor.
It's
certainly
4th and 5 right now.
And you know what? And this is a perfect way to start the second half. This is exactly what the Owls wanted. You come out, kill the clock on the first
while
drive,
tying it up.
While tying it up. And now you're forcing on the ensuing drive a punt, and you're going to get the ball back. And you have the hot hand.
Wary of the fake here on 4th and 5. The punt is up and away, so no worries there. Kind of a short pump, but gets good hang time. It's going to roll to the 25. And, wow, they almost fake touched it. I mean, weird. I don't know. That was a weird choice, but stopped at about the 24-yard line.
Bold strategy, Cotton. It pays off.
That was a strange decision. Nothing good happens for you if you touch it.
Right. I'm going to get it. No, not. I'm going to get it. That's what he was doing. We are tied
at 21. And let's see. The Owls will take over at the 24-yard line. First and 10, 5:14 left to go. Got a long field. But if they can make it all the way down, they will take their first lead of the night. Back of the Wolves. We'll see. Reese is going to hand it off. He's wrapped up immediately and is brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a licking.
Yeah, brought down hard.
And Reese Pachakis from Kane.
William Costanzo was the Kane Wolves sophomore. Number 70, William Costanzo, who put a bit of a hurt in there.
Yeah, and Reese Pachakis came in behind and pancaked one of our guys, too.
All right, no gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 24. Reese drops. He gets slipped up and down into the backfield. And, boy, who was that one?
That looked like it was 55, Kane
Sharba. Boy, his first name is Kane. Doing him proud here.
Kane Wolf Sharba.
Another sophomore.
What? This is a big defensive series. Wow. No, you know, in youth right here, and this is both teams because both teams are fairly young.
Yeah. So that backed him up about 6 yards, 3rd and 16. And Reese has an empty – oh, no, he has one man alongside him in the backfield to his left side. Trips. Yeah, that's going to be a penalty on the Owls.
Yeah, it's going to be a delay game.
I think it looked like they were, like, trying to be kind of tricky or something. I'm not sure what they were doing.
Oh, they're giving
them oh, they got the timeout. They got the timeout. Excellent.
Wow, love it.
Nice job by somebody on the sideline there to call for the timeout there before the delay of game. So we'll take a tax-in timeout. That's brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 Lewis Run. With the best handmade pierogies around, It's 21-21. Kane and the Owls are tied. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls get in the timeout. Their attacks in timeout just before their delay of game. Still in a tough position here. Third and 16 at their own 16. So Reese now with trips to the right side. One man to his left in the backfield. To his right. Rather, he's going to look to his right for a bubble screen. It's caught, and he's going to be driven out of bounds.
He's going to be about 9 yards short.
Yeah, near the 25, 26-yard line. So, yeah, about a 4th and 8 or so.
Yeah, they're going to send out the punt team. No, and you got to rely on your defense because they're doing a stand-up job
they've
the last
well,
two quarters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they've done well here for quite some time, especially that last drive. So you've only seen good things from the defense here in the second half. Punt this one away, Laktash. Hopefully this ball, if he can get this ball to land.
There it is.
Yeah, that's going to land. Oh, it just hit the top. So it just hit a flat spot. And instead of the usual 10 yards, 15 yards of top spin, that one gets only about 5 yards a give. So that's going to be taken over at the 42-yard line. So Kane does back Bradford up a bit there. They get a little positivity in the battle of field position if this does turn into another defensive battle like the second quarter turned into.
Well, they have gas tank Jesse Taylor out there, and he does nothing but wreak havoc on an offensive line, so...
Jesse Taylor, boy, has been one of the highlights here late in the season.
Dog.
I mean, on that defensive line. All right, 1st and 10. Hand it off to the tailback. Wrapped up nicely and quickly by the Owls for a short game.
Jesse Taylor just body bagged to Kane.
Yeah.
Guys on that. And that's stuff. If you can take on two blocks as one defender, you're going to win on the defensive side of the ball.
That was Laktash on the tackle. He is the leading tackler for the Owls this season. You know, obviously we give him a lot of love as a wide receiver. He's been starting to get some work out of the backfield as well. But he's been a solid defender all season long for the Owls. Here is 2nd and 8. And another run here, trying to sweep out to the left side and met quickly. AJ Gleason, he was kind of able to shake off, but not so for Adam Ward, who finished up the job.
Yeah, you don't see that much from an AJ Gleason hit, someone spin out of a hit. So,
and there was some impact there too. Somehow he was able to stay on his feet. I don't know if it was Adam Ward or if it was Colley who ended up finishing that one up.
Yeah, and Owls have been winning the line of scrimmage the last two quarters, and it's showing. It's paying off.
So 3rd and 6 now. This fumbled the snap, and the Owls.
They thought they had it.
Yeah, he was in there but couldn't quite wrap it up. That was Alex Gangloff who got in there. Got in there, got in the backfield with a little bit of a strip sack, but couldn't get on top of it. But a nice job pushing him back 6 yards. Brings up a 4th and 12. So Alex Gangloff delivers big there on 3rd down. And we're almost out of the third, tied up 21-21. Here's a booming punt. And it's going to stop at about the 26-yard line. Laktash might have tried to draw a flag there.
Yeah, try to do a sell job.
A little soccer flop.
Yeah.
There and didn't quite work.
But. No.
All right. So we're, again, still tied up 21-21. The Owls' defense is delivering. I mean, we're praising the offense, and rightfully so, as they've really – they haven't looked this good since, what, maybe week three of the year. But this defense here is really holding up these last two quarters, really doing a good job. It's tied 21-21 with 1 minute and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's first and 10, flipped over the middle, and it's caught. Off and running is Lucas Laktosz. He's at the 40 midfield, going to lower his shoulder and move forward after the contact.
Oh, Isaiah Fenton. No. He had an excellent block, Isaiah did. I don't know if that turned into hold. I didn't think it did. But they threw the flag at Isaiah. But Isaiah set up an excellent block.
I couldn't imagine it was a hold.
He was all in front.
Wow, they're all moving back.
Yep.
I mean, Laktosz was out, and then he got hit near midfield, but lowered his shoulder. Right at about the 48-yard line in Kane territory, lowered his shoulder and launched forward about five more yards. And it is indeed against the Owls. And Isaiah Fenton hangs his head. Don't pick up your head, young man. I didn't see the hold on that. That looked like an excellent block.
Probably one of the best blocks that we've seen. I don't necessarily agree with that. But they saw something different at the field level than we did up here in the box. So
it was such a big play that they still do get – it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it brings up first and two.
Yep.
First down and two.
Reese drops back. Airs it out again and just
– pass interference on the Owls. I mean, on Kane.
On Kane, yeah. Just outside the outstretched hands of Isaiah Fenton. But it is
Daniel Paul
who's going to be called for the defensive pass interference. I wonder if that might be a little bit of a makeup call, but either way, we'll take it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit up here and complain.
No, sir. Yeah. Defensive pass interference on the Wolves. And let's see. The
49-yard line. Going to give Bradford first down yardage.
We're going to move up. It will definitely be the first down at the 49-yard line. So first and 10 from the 49, just barely still in Bradford territory, 51 seconds left in the third quarter. And Reese with trips to the right. Takes the snap, drops back, rolling out to his left. Flags everywhere. Reese trying to direct traffic. He runs for what would have been about first down yardage. But all those flags in the backfield say that this one's probably coming back.
Yeah, I think that was Joe Carey. Got a little too handsy there.
It's 10 yards from the spot. It'll be from the
42. Yeah, so the hold, if that's what it is, would have happened. They were at the 49 was the line of scrimmage. Yeah, the hold is...
Well, it's going to be from the spot.
Right. That's what I mean. So they were at the 49. The holding would have occurred near the 42, about 5 yards back.
Yep.
So 10 yards from that, it's going to put them at the 32. And, yeah, it looks like almost exactly where they're set up, near the 31, 32-yard line. Poof. That's a long.
Yeah, that's a good old-fashioned shooting yourself in the foot there, bucko.
That's a long first down to try to come back from.
It's only first down, so you don't have to get it all in one chunk.
All right, Reese dropping back under pressure. Caught somehow by Troy Adkins. So he does get some of that chunk back.
Yeah, got about half the, I think about an 8-yard gain. And it could have been nothing. Troy had some sticky hands right there.
Probably should have been nothing. Somehow, I don't know how he brought that in. Reese just kind of flipped it over. Reese was moving backwards to avoid the sack and just flicked it over top of the line. And somehow Adkins just snuck his hand underneath it and caught it like a baseball.
Yeah. As he was moving away from the
ball. Yes, right. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Yeah, both teams will take to the sidelines here. And officially, we're at triple zeros. So that's the end of the third quarter. And 12 minutes remain here in the Owls season, currently tied up 21-all against Kane. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular is the region's only vascular specialist providing full-spectrum vein care, including innovative treatment of new and old blood clots. Brand new for 2018, Dr. Tejera is the only physician in our region offering VenaSeal, which is the latest, most innovative, and minimally invasive treatment for venous insufficiency. How do you know if you have vein disease? Symptoms may include legs that feel swollen, achy, restless, or heavy. Lower legs may turn dark reddish in color, and bulging veins or ulcers may develop. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. New vein patients can be enrolled in our popular vein class. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WDHCM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Bradford Owls Football. Remember, we had the first and a mile. We got a chunk back from Adkins, a gain of about eight. Then on second down, we got another 4 yards and so. So that brings up a third and about 14. So pretty manageable considering where they started out on first down. Split backs for Reese from the 45-yard line. Still tied up 21 all. Reese, and that's going to be incomplete.
Probably could have been a penalty. If the way the referee's been calling the game, Kane bumped into – whoever was it, Isaiah, that was where the ball was going?
Yep.
Yeah, the King got there way early. I don't think it was a catchable ball, though. That could have been why they decided not to throw it. But yeah, bet on your defense right now.
I think so. And that looks like what they're going to do is Laktash is in to punt. And they do indeed punt it away. A missile. Wow. And it luckily is picked up by Anderson inside the 20, or else that would have sailed inside the 10 as well. Anderson gets to about the 34-yard line, and he's brought down there. So Kane will take over in here the fourth quarter with 11 minutes and 41 seconds left in the season.
This is an exciting fourth quarter that we're finally getting the call where every drive matters.
Right.
And the Owls need to look at it like that. Like, hey, capitalize on everything here in the fourth quarter because it means a lot.
Yeah, there's been – I mean, the Owls have been, you know, getting killed on penalties, and most of it is their fault. But Kane is too, and just as I say that, Kane's moving back. And I missed that. I missed whatever that was.
I don't know. Was that a 15-yarder?
But it looks like it's going back awfully far. So they got him set up near the 21-yard line. So, yeah, I guess I think 36. 36 sounds like about where it was to me.
Interesting. Yeah, it's Kane has just been shooting themselves in the foot. They don't look alive right now in offense.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about this coming out of the half. Whichever team can tighten up more, can discipline themselves better here in the third and fourth quarter, may very well come away with it. And it may or may not be a game breaker, but it's going to be certainly playing a factor. They're going again. They're still going. So backed up now to the 9 yard line, 10 yard line.
Is this a 35-yard penalty?
I've seen nothing from flags officials.
No.
I have no idea what just happened. So they went. They lost 25 yards on that, whatever that was.
For whatever. I understand nothing. But I'm not mad about it.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
For the Owls. So here's the first down. It's going to be straight ahead on a run and ganged up after just a short gain.
Yeah, you're the defense, you change nothing because Kane has no answers right now.
No, ever since Zook came out and Zampogna went in at quarterback, the Owls have really done a good job containing. Zampogna is going to fake, and then he's got a man downfield. He's hot. Caught at the 37, 38-yard line. And that is Scott Szymanski for a big game.
Well, Kane found a heartbeat.
Yeah, it was a bit of a play action there by Zampogna. Faked a pitch and then just sold out to Szymanski. And they went almost 30 yards on that play. First and 10 at the 39 for Kane. And here's Zampogna on the keeper now. He's trying to get up to the left side. It's going to be a short gain and brought down after 3 or 4 yards.
The Owls are doing a good job funneling everything inside, too. They're not letting Kane get to the outside of them. They're funneling it back in towards their other players. So kudos to the Owls defense.
We approach the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Second and 6 from the 44-yard line, 43-yard line. Here is West up the left side, and that's going to be
close to,
I think, good for a first down. It's very close to it.
Yeah, I think they waved it as a first.
It's Troy Atkins on the tackle. Yeah, and they'll move the chains. That was Sam West again, who just gets the first down yard line. 9:47 to go,
and we're tied at 21.
First and 10
at
the 49-yard line. The Wolves aren't lined up yet, and they're at 5 seconds on the play clock. 2-1. They got it off. Here's the handoff to Addison Plants. And he gets about 2 yards on the play to the opposite 49-yard line.
Well, they made the Owls' job easy right there to jump the snap, didn't they?
Yeah.
This is the place where turnovers get magnified so much.
So at about midfield, 49-yard line, Bradford territory, 2nd and 7.
Shotgun for Zampogna.
Here's Zampogna. It's going to be a handoff by Addison Plants, who tried a little spin move but got popped, somehow stayed on his feet for a little while longer, but didn't get too awful far.
That was A.J. Gleason in on that pop, and that's the second time tonight we've seen someone take an A.J. Gleason pop.
Yeah, and somehow stay on their feet.
And not immediately go to the ground.
Kane team is pretty tough. Looking at a 3rd and 5. So the Owls defense, again, in pretty good possession position here to try to come away with another stop. And here is a play fake from Zampogna. It's caught. It's first down. Caught by Dane Anderson.
And what's happening with the Owls defense is they are completely selling out on the run.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's Kane's
strength. It had worked for so long, and now Zampogna has become this star passer as well, which is a bit of an issue.
They're leaving two guys wide open, basically, with how much they're selling out on the run. And that's the respect that Zampogna garners out with how good he is as a ball carrier. You can't be too safe with him.
8 minutes to go. 1st and 10 from the 27. Zampogna is going to keep it. He's got room. He breaks a tackle and is going to walk into the end zone. From 27 yards out, Zampogna puts Kane back ahead.
Yeah, Kane kind of got a heartbeat and just methodically picked apart the Owls defense and used their aggressiveness against them. And that was clearly evident there in that last play where all the Owls bit in on the fake handoff. Because all of that was, Jimmy, was a read option.
Yeah.
If they're going to sell out on the ball carrier, I'm just going to fake it, tuck it, and take it to the house. And simple X's and O's there.
Especially when Zampogna is your quarterback. I mean,
it's the last game.
So it looks like they'll probably go for 2 here. Yeah, they will indeed. Zampogna out of the shotgun. Rolls back. and that is caught. Landon Dar. Two-point conversion is caught by Landon Dar, and it is an eight-point lead for Kane, but a lot of time left. 8 minutes to go, 7:59, and the Owls will get the ball back for their last 8 minutes of the year. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 7 minutes, 59 seconds on the clock, and Kane went back ahead by eight. It's 29-21, and the Owls find themselves down again. Our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Brian Dunkel. Brian Dunkel, if the Owls score here in the fourth, not only do they have a chance to tie up the game and maybe get their first win of the year, but you'll also win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you win the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here's a return of the middle on the ensuing kickoff. And approaching midfield are the Owls.
That was Logan Kohler.
Fought his way to about the 48-yard line.
Good little return.
Nice return, yes, indeed. That last touchdown was a 27-yard run by Ricky Zampona on a little play fake.
Everything's magnified now,
yes,
Jimmy. And there's no reason to hang your head. You're most certainly in this football game.
8 minutes left in your season. Split backs for Reese. Sending one man out in motion. And pitched out to Nate Girdlestone. Nate Girdlestone gets across and near the first down.
Feed him.
That moves
more.
The chains.
Let the man eat. Every time he's touched the ball, Jimmy, it's been nothing but positive plays.
Yeah, Girdlestone has been a bit of a force here. First and 10 for the Owls.
That's unofficially by me. Back to throw.
Drop back. Reese trying to roll out, and he throws it incomplete.
That's going to be roughing the passer on Kane.
Yeah, he got a late hit there.
Maybe a little acting by Talon.
Maybe, but great job.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
I mean, your game is on the line. Your winless season is on the line. Oh, they called intentional grounding on Reese. He had a man.
Yeah, and I thought he was outside the tackle box. And I thought he got to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
It is on them, yeah. No.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was about to say, yeah. He was
it looked like he.
And he got it past the line of scrimmage, so no way it couldn't have been.
Yeah, it looked like he threw the intentional grounding sign. But, yeah, no, you're right. That was
I think he did a karate chop.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah.
It was a karate chop.
Late hit. Judo.
Yeah.
All right, first and 10. That moves the chains. Set up at the 27. Reese with split backs.
We'll go with sidecars on either side of Reese here on first down.
Reese drops back. Under some pressure. He's going to set up and send it. It is, I think, hauled in by Isaiah Fitton. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. With another incredible catch. His second highlight reel catch of the game. Isaiah Fitton with the hands.
I think that was a back shoulder throw, too, because I think he had to come back a little bit to it.
First and goal at the 1 yard line.
Hurry it up right now. Catch Kane on their heels. Look at the space that you have at the top of the screen.
Yeah, and here it is going to be through for the touchdown.
Who was that?
Thompson or Girdlestone?
Who was that?
Number eight, Charlie Atkins. No, it was Atkins. It was Atkins.
Well, just like that, under a minute, the Owls are in the end zone.
Now they need this two-point conversion to tie the game.
Spitzer scoring play. Spitzer Auto World from the Million Dollar Highway of St. Mary's. Now Bradford going to go for two to try to tie this up.
Here we go. We got double twins.
From the shotgun, they've got
Reese.
Deuces on either
gonna
side.
Send a man in motion.
Man in motion. That's fitting.
Dropping back.
Back
Reese flares one out.
No flag.
No flag.
No flag. A lot of hands. Fighting for the corner of the end zone there was A.J. Gleason. Or is that Adkins?
I think that was Troy.
Yeah, I think that's Adkins. But no flag on the play, and it's no good. So the Owls will have to rely on the defense to get another stop. And then they'll have to march downfield again to try to get out back ahead of Kane. 29-27, the Wolves lead with 7:17 left. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMiner.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Miner!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Kane for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Owls score on a one-yard keeper from Troy Adkins, set up by another incredible catch by Isaiah Fitton. Here's the ensuing kickoff. A little bit of a dive catch at the 19-yard line. And
I saw Jesse Taylor get tackled by the turf monster.
Yeah, Taylor hit the ground. So it's an interesting choice to not let it bounce there. For Anderson,
yeah.
If he would have just stayed on his, let it bounce and could have handled it from there, he could have returned it a little bit. But instead, he had to dive to catch it, and he was downed automatically at the 19 or 20 yard line.
Yeah, and kind of risky move to dive for it too.
Yeah, absolutely. If you miss it,
So
first and 10 from the 20. The Owls need a big stop on this possession. Here's a handoff to the right side and a pretty big hole and a pretty nice gain here for Kane on first down. It's going to be maybe 7 or 8 yards by Addison Plants.
Yeah, Kane, the Kane fans in attendance were looking for a penalty flag on Bradford for a little bit of physicality, but it's what you want. That's why you play defense, Jimmy.
Yeah, physicality's not bad. Late physicality.
No good.
Extracurricular physicality.
Love it. I don't love that, but I love the extracurricular.
Verbal physicality.
Verbal. Yep, that's gotten them in trouble.
Here's a second and three.
Oh,
boy, and almost a nice throw by Zambona as he had to roll out trying to evade some Bradford defenders, but it's ultimately just short of his intended target, and that brings up a third and four.
Well, I was wondering, because the way that Zamponi's been releasing the ball, it's been having a lot of hang time. And when he rolled out that way, they had two Bradford defenders there. I'm like, oh, this could be.
Yeah.
This could be, but he kind of threw a pellet.
I think he kept it safe there.
Yep.
Splitbacks here for Zambona out of the shotgun.
6:35 to go.
Third and four. Zambona with a couple of fake handoffs, and then Zambona tried to keep it, and he got maybe a yard after A.J. Gleason came up to make the initial contact. Jordy Thompson came up to clean it up, and that brings up a fourth down.
Are they staying?
Yeah. Slipbacks, fourth and two.
Oh, they got him drawn offside.
Yeah, they didn't even have to go for the play.
No.
The Owls are saying they were drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been talking about it all game.
Yep.
But the penalties, ultimately, if the Owls lose this game,
we're going to remember this moment right here.
You can blame it on their penalties.
Yeah, not their cleanest.
I mean, that would have been on a fourth and two. If Kane punts it away and the Owls are able to, at 6 minutes left in the game. So here's first and 10. And let's see. A run up to the left.
I think that was Sam West on the carry.
Yeah, West gets about 5 yards on it. 5.5 minutes here. Kane will continue to run as long as they're able to get first downs. That will keep sucking the clock.
17 seconds to go. You have to do a check here at the line. Obviously, they want to run lead the clock down as much as they can.
Yeah, they're at 10 seconds. Wow, he snapped it with 10 left. Surprisingly, West will take the handoff. Going to be a couple yards short of the first down, maybe a yard short of the first down. Laktash with another tackle.
Big play here, Jimmy. Another one. Under 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, third and one.
Going to get this down to about 4 minutes and 30 seconds before the snap. They're going to try to draw Bradford offside to get the easy first down. I imagine probably going to be a keeper for Zampone to get it in the... Yep, no, pay attention to the running back who just moved up because it's most likely where the ball's going. Get the extra blocker.
And that's exactly where Zampone goes. And he's straight ahead for the first down. And then a couple extra. So Zampone on the keeper gets to about the 46-yard line, and that moves the chains.
And that's going to probably take us down under 4 minutes. Now,
yes.
Now you got to start worrying about it. And don't forget, the Owls had a waste. Oh, yeah, the Owls had a waste of timeout early in the second half.
Yeah, so I was trying to remember if that came out. You're right. It was in the third quarter.
So that's a big deal. That's a big factor going in because now you only have two timeouts.
4 minutes to go here. Kane, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Handoff straight ahead, and the Owls come up with the stuff. Maybe a gain of a yard, but not a lot going on other than that.
Nope, and all they're trying to do is just kill the clock. Kill the clock. They're obviously not going to take any shots downfield. It's just going to be basic run plays. Because you're trying to force Bradford right now to use timeout.
So they can get it down inside of about 3:10 right now. Coach Pulio here. If they come up with a stop here on second and nine.
Yeah, you consider it.
You use a timeout. You think about a timeout. Here is the handoff. Boy, forget the stop. He's across for the 10. For the first down and more, all the way to the 35-yard line in Bradford territory. So that's a huge gain.
Well, now you got
Luke Eli.
Now, within the next few plays, you're going to have to call a timeout. You're not going to call a timeout after the first down. You're certainly going to call it second and third down.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then, if this gets inside of 2 minutes, you almost it almost doesn't matter unless you get a turnover.
Right. And you know Kane's preaching ball security.
You're right. That's the A number one thing. So 2:30 on the clock, and here's a handoff. Zampone, he's across again. Inside the 20, pushing forward at the 15, and dragged down finally near the 12-yard line. Another first down. So the Owls defense melt here late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on the defense, you got to pay attention to where the running back's setting up behind the lineman because that's where the ball is going. It's nothing fancy. They're not doing anything exotic. They're just using that extra running back as a blocker to pick up one of the linebackers that are coming off the edge. So
yeah, kind of telegraphing where that play is going to go.
Yep.
They're going to bring this inside of 2 minutes now, first and 10 from just the 13-yard line. The Owls very confused. They do get the snap off. Fumble, and the Owls man jumped on top.
I think Zampone got it.
I don't know. It's still loose. No, it is. It's still loose.
This is a massive call here.
That ball popped out of three different players, and the Owls may have had it.
Oh, A.J. Gleason popped him. Rocked him.
Yeah, Kane, I think, was able to somehow come away with it. This popped loose three different times. But Kane, here's the thing, is Kane recovers that. It's second and 10. The clock is still ticking. The Owls didn't call a timeout after that. We're approaching 1 minute left in the game.
Another bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it pays off. Not how I would do it.
Here's the handoff. Zambonia gets inside the 10 and approaches the 5. Down at about the...
Now they call their timeout. You just wasted 30 seconds, though.
Yeah, right. So the problem is you got to a minute left in the game.
Yeah, and you need one yard now to get the first down.
And it's, yeah, it's like second and... Yeah, like second and 4. So not a great situation here. Late for the Owls with 1 minute left. We will take one more tax and timeout. There's 1 minute left in the Bradford Owls football season. It's 29-27. Kane leads, and they're in good position to try to close this one out. The Owls will try to pull it off when we come back from the tax and timeout. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back with the last minute of the Owls football season. It's 29-27. Kane leads. They have, what is it, 3rd and 4? I thought it was 2nd and 4. 3rd and 4.
Yeah, because the fumble happened on first down.
Okay, 3rd and 4 at the 7-yard line.
You're sending everyone right here. For the Owls, and he's going to get the first down.
Zambonia's pushing forward, pushing. Just shy of the touchdown, but that is good for a first.
And that's going to most likely, barring any acts of God, that's going to be game over.
Yeah, they don't even need the touchdown, really, to call that the nail.
Nope, the nail.
The dagger. The nail in the coffin is in with that first down. The touchdown here would just be
disrespectful.
Icing on the cake for Kane. 30 seconds left. Play clock's at 3, so they might just let this one go and call timeout.
Yep.
And they will. So there's 23 seconds left in the season now. Barring a turnover, return for a touchdown. This is the season. This is the game. You have time for a stop, I guess, but I think if you get a stop, Kane may just let it run, right?
Yeah, I mean, either way, it's first down? So no matter –
it's first and goal from the
Bradford
from
still
the
has one timeout, but it doesn't matter because then you move to second down.
Well, no, that's what I mean. If they run – if they just try to run up the gut or whatever on first down here and they don't get it, Kane probably just lets the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
End, right. So even if you come up with a stop, your season's over.
Yep.
Short of some sort of strip, takeaway, whatever. They're not going to throw, obviously.
No, I imagine they're probably going to take a knee.
I mean, the knee would be the smart way to go. I'm wondering if they want the touchdown.
I don't think. They're setting up in victory formation.
Yeah.
They're just going to take the knee.
That's the smart play.
Yep. And I hope the kids can keep their cool. I hope there's nothing extra about it.
Nope, they're going to run it. Ricky Zampone in for the touchdown. Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. See, you gave him a little too much credit. I was sure that Zampone wanted that touchdown.
Heavy play. Doesn't matter if I agree with it or not. Doesn't change anything. But now there's a penalty flag. But now you left an opening for the Elves, technically, because if they miss the extra point here,
yeah,
it's only an 8-point game.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one massive play. That's what I'm saying. That's not a smart play call.
No, not at all. I agree with you.
It's a bonehead play call.
D.C.
So let's play. Yeah, let's play this one through. Let's play. Oh, they've picked up the flag. So let's play this one through. Just, you know.
Yep.
It's 35-27.
8-point game.
That's an 8-point game.
One possession.
If they miss this extra point, they have to go kick off with 20 seconds left.
Yep.
I mean, kickoff return for a touchdown.
With the L's having one timeout.
Yes. Kickoff returns for a touchdown are a thing. And as you said, the L's have a touchdown. If the L's drive downfield, score, 2-point conversion, it's a tie game. We're heading to overtime.
Yeah, well, that's a tough task.
Now, this could end here with a 2-point, which is an even worse idea.
And now, what is going on? I have never seen this.
Wait, why did they go for two?
I don't.
Now, hang on. This is still an incredible long shot. But them going for two was the worst idea. It would have been a 2-possession game if they kicked the extra point. Now,
someone had
it's
a brain
still
fart.
A 1-possession game with 20 seconds left.
I have no words,
it's still very far
out. It's an
out.
Extreme long shot, yes.
But it's a 1-possession game.
But there's a chance now. There was literally zero chance. If you
we were just talking
knee,
about the nail in the coffin.
If you take a knee there, game over. Game over. We're on to the post-game show, right? And now the Canes like, hey, we're going to give you some gifts.
That's
here.
The craziest thing I've seen
unreal.
All year.
I don't know what's going on in the mind there.
Kane just trying here. Kane's been trying to win the game all for 48 minutes. Kane's been trying to win the game. They got to 1 minute left, and they're like, wait, are you sure we want to win?
I have.
Hang on, wait. Do we want to do this? Should we keep it interesting? All right, Owls.
Well, there's a chance, so.
All right,
and
Owls.
They don't kick the ball off.
We have not returned a kick of any kind, kickoff or punt for a touchdown yet this season. Does that mean we're due? Maybe.
Another story for another time, but we twice were fooled at one time at a Sheffield basketball game where we went to double overtime.
All right. Kane lined up to kick it away.
Ended up winning the game, but it went to like double overtime.
It is up, pooched,
and it's a
dropped, jumped on top of
16 seconds.
16
left.
Seconds and one timeout.
And one timeout. This is, it's literally pointless. There's literally no reason that there should be any football players on the field right now rather than taking
no,
the pictures.
Game should be over. But it ain't.
But it isn't. And there's.
If you're Bradford, you can use the middle of the field.
This is.
All right, ready?
Crazy.
Bradford down by 8. 35-27, Kane leads.
What?
Reese in the shotgun. Double twins.
Shovel
pass.
What?
Middle of the field. Adkins brought down. 10 seconds to go.
What?
And it should be a timeout by the Owls.
What?
Kane Sharma with a nice open field tackle for the Wolves.
Yeah, clock is clock is stopped here. Timeout taken by the Owls. The final timeout, 9 seconds left. So that got to the – it didn't get anywhere, huh?
Jimmy, I'm still stuck on why you didn't take a knee. I'm still there. I am still
– Well, there's still 9 seconds of football left, buddy.
Yeah, there is. There certainly is.
Still 9 seconds of football left, buddy. They took a knee with what? Or they didn't take a knee.
No, they didn't. They would have taken a knee with 24 seconds.
24
left.
Seconds.
With the Owls only having one timeout on first down.
Yes. Second and 10.
What?
30-yard line.
What?
9 seconds left.
What?
8-point ball game.
What?
Kane leads.
What?
The final play of the year.
What?
Reese drops back, trips to the left.
What?
Here's the snap. He's got a man downfield. Caught by Fitton, pushed out of bounds.
There's with 3 seconds left now.
First down. Nice gain there by Fitton. There's still 3 seconds left in the game. Hang on.
Jimmy, do you know what the perfect play call is right now?
Oh.
Hook and ladder. And I hope that they've practiced it because – It's such a
what is happening, Kane?
Don't forget the lateral too.
What is happening, Kane? 3 seconds left. All right, here we go. Reese trips to the left, out of the shotgun, drops back, looks that way. He's got Gleason. No, Fitton. Fitton.
Fumble. And
lateral. Lateral goes to the hands of a Kane player, and that is the game, and that is the season. Boy, did it come down to the final seconds, and it shouldn't have.
Nope.
But the Owls fought all the way down, like literally past the point to where it should have been over. They fought down to 0 seconds left. Triple zeros on the clock, and Kane leads at the end of this one, 35-27. But what a game it was. Touchdowns in every quarter. Touchdowns by the Owls in every quarter. Means all of our names tonight for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes win free dinners from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Joe Palisano, Nicole Alter, Daniel Miles, Brian Dunkel. Congratulations to our winners for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. But the Owls fall here tonight in Kane, 0-10 on the season. After Kane gave them that last possibility, left them that final
hope. You gave them hope.
Such a long shot. Such an incredible long shot. You know, you would not be able to complete that 99 times out of 100. But there was that one chance there. However, Kane does still finish the game. 35-27 is your final score. The Owls complete another winless season, and they will start thinking immediately about next season. Who will be coming? Who will be returning? Who will be moving up from the lower levels of JV and 7th and 8th grade football? But again, the Owls fall here tonight in Kane, 35-27 for their regular season finale. And that is going to be it for our regular broadcast. But now we start the post-game show. So we're going to take a quick two-minute break. We'll come back and do a scoring recap. We'll tally up all the stats for the Owls this game. And any final thoughts here from the Owls' Week 10 loss in Kane before we wrap things up. 35-27 Kane wins. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case and Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns and Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and in tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
B298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
The Owls post-game show here, following up from the Owls Week 10, the regular season finale here. We were in Kane to face the Wolves. Ultimately, it was a very good game. The Owls were in it right from the beginning. Unfortunately, the Wolves were able to strike first, so a lot of it was just trying to play catch-up. The Owls would continually be one possession behind. The Wolves did at one point. Kane got it up to a two-possession lead, and then the Owls were able to cut it back down to one. They even tied up the game at the third quarter. In the third quarter, they started the fourth tied 21-21. Kane was able to jump back out and head. And even after all of that, Kane had an opportunity to literally end the game.
Yep.
35-27, or to literally end the game 29-27. They could just put an end to it. Instead, they punched it in for a touch. They could take a knee. They punched in for a touchdown, which puts them up by 8. And they then go for a two-point conversion, which is even more questionable. Because up by 8, that's a one-possession game.
Yep.
You kick it through and make it a 9-point game, it's a two-possession game. So even though you messed up, you didn't take the knee, the game is still over because they can't score twice in 20 seconds. They don't. They go for the two-point conversion. They fail on that. So the Owls, again, down by one possession with 20 seconds left and one timeout. So it was the ever so slimmest possibility, but they kept giving the Owls some sort of weird chance, like they were dangling some sort of carrot. And I don't know what that was. Very weird decision-making.
It was stupid.
It was stupid. The only logical explanation is they didn't know. They went for the touchdown because they wanted a touchdown.
I will keep my opinions to myself if they didn't know.
They have. There's no way.
It's basic football knowledge.
I understand.
I don't, and I don't want to speak to it because I have nothing to say to it.
Yeah. Right. Except right.
Just from a coaching perspective, me, and I'm a youth coach. And just from a coach's perspective, it's just silly. I don't – there's nothing to gain from that at all.
From the touchdown.
Yeah, there's nothing. You just take any game over, go home. Now,
yes.
Now
the two-point conversion is even more silly.
And what frustrates me about it is now you got to go down and do a kickoff. You're risking nonsense injury. Now you got to prevent all that. Now you're putting – you're probably not going to be an injury, but by the chance that there is, it could have been easily prevented. And it's just a bonehead move.
Game would have been over. 24 seconds left on the clock when they went for that. Yeah. Touchdown run, and then even if that was just a brain fart, to then go for the 2-point, boy, it's weird. And I don't mean to harp on it, it's just one of the more,
it's a strange, you know, thing you've ever seen.
I guess four years I've been in, you know, commentary of high school football in some capacity, and then, you know, just football in general, of just watching and or being a fan of. It's just a really, I don't think I've seen something quite like it. It was very weird. Anyways, they are obviously able to hang on to it. They come away with the win, 35-27. Kane finishes their season 3-7 on the year. Their wins are over Bradford here tonight, Smithport last week, and Ridgeway Johnsonburg Co-op earlier on in the season. They did go on a long losing streak in between, but they get they lose their guy Ricky Zampogna for the last 2 weeks. They get him back for tonight. And they're able to end up their season with a win here on their last game on grass, by the way. This grass field is about to get tore up and replaced with dirt. Now, the Owls fall to 0-10. But boy, was this a fun one to watch. It was a fun one to call. A lot of guys performed here tonight. Lucas Lactash had a great game. Talon Reese was an absolute pleasure to watch. Let me tell you, Isaiah Fitton. Is a guy that we probably won't talk enough here in this post game because we won't be able to compliment him next week.
Right.
He made two absolutely incredible highlight reel catches, and they weren't just nice looking. They were when we needed a catch.
Yeah.
We needed to play.
Big time, big moment catches.
Yeah. So wish we had more weeks of the season to praise the performance that Isaiah Fitton gave us here tonight. We do not, though. So we'll do a quick scoring recap here, and then I'll throw it to you for our stats, Cam. But we started off Kane with first possession. They marched right downfield, 9 plays, 70 yards. It ended in a 2-yard touchdown run by Luke Eli. The point after was a kick. It was good, and that went 7-0 Kane leads. The Owls answered back immediately on their first offensive set. They were able to move the ball pretty quickly. It ends with a 17-yard touchdown run by Lucas Lactash. The extra point was kicked in by Isaiah Fitton, and it was tied up 7-7. Kane was able to answer back before the end of the first quarter.
and it was thanks to one play, 98-yard touchdown run by Ricky Zampogna. I mean, that was when it looked like, boy, this might be a back and forth. Maybe the Owls have a really good shot here. Zampogna just went to the house and tied the record, we think, for longest run.
I didn't find anything
in District
9.
So 98-yard run touchdown by Zampogna. It made it 13-7 after they went for a two-point conversion that was no good. Or no, they kicked an extra point that was no good.
Yep.
Then we went to the second quarter. The Owls drive ends in a turnover on downs. Kane gets it back. They lose their starting quarterback, Kyle Zook. Zampogna goes back into the quarterback position, and he finds Landon Darr 32 yards out for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good, and that makes it 21-7. Kane leads by two possessions. Then the Owls do answer back just before halftime, a 39-yard pass from Talon Reese to Lucas Lactash. Lactash's second touchdown of the game. The two-point conversion, or the extra point was good, rather, again by Isaiah Fitton. And it's 21-14 going into the half. We come out of halftime, and it was such a sharp contrast between that first quarter and second quarter. And the second quarter was much more of a defensive battle. It got very chippy. It got really sloppy. A lot of flags, a lot of, the unsportsmanlike stuff like that. So we're wondering exactly what the second half was going to look like. Kind of the offensive struggle, the defensive battle, that kind of kept going. In the third, there was only one touchdown scored. It was a 7-yard touchdown pass from Reese to Isaiah Fitton. The point after was good. It was an absolutely spectacular one-handed grab in the front corner of the end zone, and it tied up the game 21-21, and that's how we went into the fourth. But then Kane was able to finally answer back for their first time since early in the second quarter. It was a 27-yard touchdown run by Zampogna. The two-point conversion was good to Darr. And it was 29-21. Then the Owls answer back in the fourth. A 1-yard touchdown run by Troy Adkins. Two-point conversion was attempted, but no good. And that put us down by two, 29-27. Then we had the kind of inexplicable series of events here late. Of course, we had a few back and forths before that. But then we get back to it was 29-27, 24 seconds left on the goal line. He could end the game there, but they score on a 1-yard touchdown run by Zampogna. And they go for the two-point conversion to make it a 9-point game. It's no good, and the Owls get the ball back. One more try to get downfield. Ultimately, it ends in a lateral that they can't get to another Owls player, and the score ends 35-27. So a good battle down the stretch for the Owls to finish the season, but ultimately they come up just short. We have our statistician alongside us here tonight, Mark Irvin. He has prepared our stats for the Owls tonight. And Cam, why don't you go ahead and present those to us?
Yes, and I want to give a quick shout-out to Mark Irvin, who has done our stats all year and made mine and your job a lot easier.
So much easier.
So big shout-out to Mark Irvin. Very, very much appreciated. Talon Reese finished 18-29 for 225 yards. Nathan Girdlestone, 8 rushes for 60 yards. Lucas Lactash had 5 catches for 92 yards with a 39-yard touchdown catch. Troy Adkins, 4 catches, 33 yards. He also added the 1-yard touchdown run. Isaiah Fenton, 4 catches for 52 yards and that incredible 7-yard touchdown grab. And altogether, we had 330 total yards of offense.
Wow.
On the defensive side of the ball, A.J. Gleason had 11 tackles. Evan Whitmore had 8 tackles. Alex Gangloff had 1 sack. Lucas Lactash had 5 tackles. And Fitton had 5 tackles. But the one that blows my mind, the one stat, is we had 25 rushing plays and we had 27 passing plays, almost 50-50. That's 52%. And that's a good mixture, and that's not what the Owls do.
No, so, it's not what they have done this year, and I don't think it's any coincidence.
No, and I think that's probably why they're in this game, is because they mix it up, and that's a good indication of that. So
yeah.
So yeah, I mean.
Yeah, 25 rushing yards, though. You know, or 25 rushing plays, equaling 85 yards isn't great, but when you see that it opens up the passing game for 245 yards, I mean that's why you do that.
Yeah.
So a nice job there by them mixing in the run and keeping the Kane defense off off balance, because that's exactly what they did.
Not only off balance, keeping the Kane offense off the field too.
Yes, right.
And that limits scoring opportunities for the Kane. I mean, they, in the third quarter, that opening drive, they bled, what, 7 minutes off the clock?
13 plays. Yeah, I think 7 minutes.
It was a methodic drive, and that might be what the recipe is going into next year, is if you can just have your drives, like, that's a dream drive right there.
Right.
13 plays, kill the clock, score a touchdown.
It ends in a touchdown, yeah.
So, no. I mean, nonetheless, probably one of our better offensive outputs for the season.
Yes.
But that's just the names that stuck out. And, I mean, Lucas Lagtash really – really picked up the boys.
Yeah, I think we're going to be talking about him in just a minute. But before we do, we need to identify our collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
Yes, sir. It's going to go to Nathan Girdlestone very early in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Popped a dude. And I know that, like, we could pick any AJ Gleason play that we want, but right. Nathan Girdlestone earned his right. On that play, guy was running full steam at him, and he said, "Not so fast, my friend."
That was a hit that we had seen, not really from Girdlestone, from this season. I mean, he is a tough physical guy, and that shows on offense a lot. He runs out of the backfield. He's a downhill guy. He's strong, and we see those type of hits. It looked like, I mean, very easily, if they had, you know, if they weren't wearing jerseys with numbers on them, I would have double checked to see if it was Gleason, but yeah, no, that was Nate Girdlestone just laying a boom down on somebody. So Nate Girdlestone gets the collision of the game, again, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. That leaves us with our Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. And as I said, Lucas Lactash is going to get a little bit more praise before we end the broadcast. Really, really love the things that Isaiah Fitton did on the field tonight. Really, really love the things that Talon Reese did on the field tonight. Lucas Lactash was everywhere. He comes in with 5 tackles, so doesn't lead the team tonight like he has for a lot of the season. He actually leads the team in tackles on the season. But those 5 tackles, you put that on top of the night that he had offensively. 5 catches, 92 yards, 2 total touchdowns, including the 39-yard touchdown catch and the 17-yard touchdown run. So he's able to do it on the ground. They started getting him involved out of the backfield a little bit more here as the season went on, and that has paid dividends. So Lactash, definitely, I think, the MVP tonight.
And on special teams, punting, kicking the ball off. On top of that, like, and he's setting the defense up in great positions nonstop. So definitely well-earned for Lucas.
Yeah, and again, I will give Isaiah Fitton, again, that extra shout-out as you saw him take over the extra point kicking tonight. So Lactash taking over the punt, Fitton taking over extra points. Fitton gets a couple extra points that way, so a nice job from him as well. Also boosts up his stats a little bit when you check out the points at the end of the year. But congratulations to Lucas Lactash, the Owls Model T MVP of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Again, the Owls finish up their season 0-10 on the year, but they will look to regroup. They'll look to see some of those reinforcements coming from some of the younger teams that have finished with a little bit better records this year. And obviously the evolution of Talon Reese, the evolution of some of our younger guys, Kohler, Cauley, and Jordy Thompson as well. Cam, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Brandy, your wife and your family, and my wife, Jean, and my kids for being supportive.
Yeah.
For letting us come out here on these Friday nights, whether it's traveling down to Carson City or wherever we're going, or Manitow, these long drives, long Friday nights. So big shout out to our families and big shout out for the radio station to allow me and you to do this. So.
Yes, thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to the listeners who give us a reason to show up here Friday nights for Bradford Owls football. We wrap up the season tonight here in Kane, but look forward to getting back to it again next year as usual. So for my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, for our statistician, Mark Irvin, and for my producing engineer, Andy Paulson, back at the station, this is Jimmy Keld signing off of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.